stronger person, and that's one reason I joined.
Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken.
And you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Mark Shearer. News brought to you by the SEIU, Service Employees International Union, the fastest growing union in North America, at SEIU.org. The Bank of England has frozen the assets of and released a list containing the names of 19 of the two dozen suspects arrested in the alleged plot to blow up airliners bound for the U.S. from Britain. They range in age from 17 to 35. Most live in London, and many have Muslim names. And also a martyrdom tape was said to have been found during the raids yesterday. Investigators say the plot was on the scale of 9/11. They say the plan was to bring down as many as 10 jetliners simultaneously, and they say the plotters would have used common electronic devices, including disposable cameras, to set off liquid bombs concealed in sports drink bottles. Today is not much better for international air travelers than yesterday was. There have been more delays and cancellations at British airports today, but authorities there say the situation is slowly returning to normal. Passengers in the U.S. will also face disruptions in long lines today. Many of them are showing up with carry-on items in clear plastic bags because liquids and gels are being prohibited from carry-on luggage. Armed police officers in bulletproof vests are keeping close watch at airports in the U.S. In New Delhi, India, the U.S. Embassy there is warning that someone, possibly Al-Qaeda members, may be planning to carry out bombings in New Delhi and Mumbai in the coming days, perhaps tied in with India's Independence Day, August 15th. In Iraq, the bodies of two American service members missing since that helicopter crash a couple of days ago have been found west of Baghdad. At least 13 people have been killed in renewed Israeli attacks today in Lebanon. Israeli jets simultaneously struck a Beirut suburb and two border crossings. And here in America, the Justice Department has been trying to curb the burgeoning business of online gambling. They have won a big hand. The internet gambling company BetOnSports PLC, a British-based company, has announced it's shutting down its U.S.-focused operations because of a federal indictment restraining its operations, the decision following the arrest last month of BetOnSports' former chief executive at a Texas airport. Air America Radio News.
News sponsored in part by your Chrysler dealer. Experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus 0% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on most Chrysler vehicles. Go to AskDrZ.com for details.
2 weeks in Israel. What's the big deal?
Barry Bagnato, CBS News at Dulles Airport outside Washington.
This is Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. At airports here and across the country, passengers may not like the rules, but they are getting used to surviving without certain items.
My hand lotion, my body spray. I look like a mess right now. I feel like I smell like a mess.
To assist with the increased security, California National Guard forces are being stationed at three airports in the state, San Francisco, Oakland, and here in Los Angeles. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The focus of the investigation into the alleged plot is on the other side of the Atlantic. So far, President Bush's Homeland Security Advisor Francis Townsend tells the CBS Early Show there are no clues pointing to allies in this country, even though investigators keep digging to find them.
This is the highest priority of the administration and the government. You've heard from the Attorney General and Director Mueller. They are following leads. We are looking for connections between anyone in the United States and the plotters in the UK. But we don't have any evidence that there is an active threat or cell here in the United States.
On the other side of the globe, a warning to Americans to keep their profiles low. The U.S. Embassy says terrorists may be poised to strike India's two major cities in the coming days. Embassy spokesman David Kennedy.
This is a period in the Indian context also leading up to August 15, which is India's Independence Day, where India is on a little bit higher alert in general.
A new round of fighting in Lebanon. Israeli forces shelling Beirut as Israel reportedly presses Washington to speed up delivery of rockets the army hopes will be more effective against Hezbollah. But the New York Times says some U.S. officials want to delay shipment out of fear the weapons will cause more civilian casualties.
I'm Robert Berger, live in Jerusalem. Israeli warplanes struck dozens of targets across Lebanon, but it may be the final assault. Israeli officials say they're inclined to accept an emerging UN ceasefire resolution, which calls for a gradual army pullout from South Lebanon. Polls show that the public has lost confidence in the government's handling of the war because it failed to deliver a knockout to Hezbollah. Live in Jerusalem, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
It's 5 minutes past the hour. I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Things going a bit smoother today at DIA after long security lines yesterday. This passenger flew into DIA yesterday from New York.
We got there a little early, having heard in the morning what happened. And all things considered, it wasn't that bad. We got through security fairly quickly. They were very thorough, shoes off, belt off, the full Monty. And they seem to really be on top of things, or that's how it appeared.
All right, again, if you are flying today, the TSA is continuing to enforce the no liquid rule. That is all around the country. No beverages, cream, shampoo, toothpaste of any kind. Only baby formula and proof of medications will be allowed. Some Fort Carson soldiers due to return from Iraq this fall may only have 11 months at home before they actually head back there. Members of the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, some of them serving their second tours in Iraq, had been expected to be at Fort Carson for 2 years. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And so far we got a pretty nice drive across the highways. If you're just making it to I-25, the drive out of Thornton and North Glen southbound looking pretty good, although busier in between 92nd and 84th Avenue. And that drive across downtown starting to crowd up a bit. Still wide open downtown at the Tech Center. Both directions of I-70 up to speed. No problem stretching 225 of the Boulder Turnpike this morning. We have one off-highway crash. It's a rollover accident at MLK and York. That gets to be a busy intersection, so counting some delays there. Looking at your weather for today, another sunny and hot one.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. 4914.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches?
Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition, called trigeminal neuralgia, that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The plan all suggests that this group that came together to conspire was very determined and very skilled and very capable.
Almost all of the known plotters are under arrest, but there is still some concern about the unknown and possible parallel plots. That is why airport security remains so intense. The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
So let's say you go shopping, and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs too. Why do you think? That would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Osgood File, August 11th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
It's 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Let's celebrate. It's Friday morning, and it's good to have you along. High today, 95, mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. And there, you know what? There's so much this morning that I don't know how I'm going to get it all in. It's open phones. We do have some guests on this morning. Coming up at 6:30, we're going to be joined by Peter Rudlett. He is Vice President for National Security and International Policy at the Center for American Progress. He's going to talk about the foiled terror plots in Britain. David Sirota will join us at 8 o'clock, in the 8 o'clock hour, to talk about Ken Salazar's refusal to back Ned Lamont. And I got so much stuff that, you know what, in between that time, and all the way until 10 o'clock, if you don't call at 303-713-7600, it won't make any difference. I got enough to talk about that I could just go for hours on end with all of the things that are going on in the world, in the nation, and here in the state of Colorado. First of all, yesterday during this hour, I asked you if you thought that the Bush administration would seek to get political capital and mileage off this British terror plot. And sure enough, that's exactly what's happened. And it's happened in a number of ways. First of all, George W. Bush and the White House are not leveling with us and are not coming clean, I don't think, about how much he knew and when he knew about it. They claim that they only found out about it on Sunday. However, if you look at Tony Snow's comments, if you look at Dick Cheney's comments, if you look at Ken Mellman's comments, the head of the RNC, their tone towards us, their tone towards progressives and Democrats started to change, and the tone started to change right after Lamont won the Connecticut primary, and they knew that the political landscape was going to change, and they knew they had to have information and knowledge and be briefed that this terrorist thing was going to come down. Cheney has made the most outrageous comments. Cheney says Lieberman's loss, disturbing because Al-Qaeda is betting they can break the will of the American people, which is absolute BS. It's BS on a number of levels. First of all, you know what I would ask any of you out there? I would ask you this question. I really would. Do you feel safer now than you did last year 2 years ago, 3 years ago. In other words, this to me, this whole plot that has come about, this whole conspiracy plot where Bush says this is a stark reminder that the nation is at war, you know, once again, trying to fuse Iraq into the whole thing with al-Qaeda, the facts are that our policy in Iraq has not made us safer, and that here we are, what are we coming up on, the fifth anniversary of the attacks, and al-Qaeda's not dismantled. Bin Laden is alive. Zawahiri is alive. They're out there, and they're operating. So this administration basically has struck out. That's the question that you and I need to raise. That's the answer that you and I need to raise. That's the answer that, boy, I'm getting awful serious here at 614, all right? But you know what? That's the question we need to raise. I mean, you know, if you have moderate and conservative friends who come to you and say, well, see, now this British plot is proof that what the president's doing, that we're under threat again, that we need to rally around the president. We need to raise our hands and go, wait a minute, time out. We should have eliminated al-Qaeda a long time ago, yet we took our eye off the ball to go to Iraq. That's what we need to do. I mean, we need to raise our hands. We need to raise our hands and say that. We need to come forward and make those comments. And I in no way think that we should sit around and whine and complain and be bitter about the fact that we don't have 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that we don't have control of Congress. I think we need to get out there and make a case that this country and that this state and that this area would be better off under Democratic control. Because Iraq, as Ned Lamont says, and he's right about this, and Lieberman accuses Lamont of not realizing, you know, what the stakes are here and not realizing that we're in a war on terror. And I would say to Joe Menom, I would say to him, I don't think you have to be an 18-year career politician to understand what's going on here. What Ned Lamont says is true, that Iraq is draining us of manpower, woman power, and money, which we ought to be using to go after al-Qaeda, because they're the threat and they're the problem. And any likewise terrorist groups that are involved in trying to attack this country. And that some of that money that we're using in Iraq could be put into beefing up homeland security here at home. And we need to raise our hands, and we need to offer solutions, not just complain. And the solutions are that those assets and that money could be better used, and that we were misled into the war, and that we were wasting a tremendous amount of money and human lives, and we're not solving anything. I mean, there was violence in Iraq yesterday. These are things that we need to counter. We need to raise our hands and counter this whole thing. And the idea that, you know, Tony Snow first said that Bush learned about the detail of the plot on Friday and received two detailed briefings on it on Saturday and Sunday, as well as had two conversations about it with British Prime Minister Tony Blair. I mean, do you actually believe that something this major, that they had been looking into since July of 2005, something this major, do you think that the president doesn't find out until Friday? We don't have any close contacts with the British. Nobody along the intelligence line passes the information up and says this is going on. But it's funny that these coordinated attacks and that the seeking of a political gain from Melman, from Bush, from Cheney, and from all the right-wing talking heads and all the pundits and bloggers and everybody else out there, that all of a sudden it starts conveniently right before the raids in London. Right before the whole story breaks yesterday morning, it starts. And we need to jump to the offensive. And what we need to do is we need to work in our own communities, and we need to say to our neighbors, look, you know what? Here's what's really going on, and don't swallow the administration line that they have made us safer, because they haven't made us safer. If they made us safer, this threat wouldn't have existed. All right, it's 6:18, 18 minutes after 6. That's just one of the things I got to talk about today. I mean, there's so much going on out there. 303-713-7600, and the idea, and I got four lines open, the idea of open phones is it's anything that you want to talk about, too. So if you want to revisit anything we've done this week, or you've got something brand new you want to talk about, feel free to get on the line and raise it. And this is dissent, discussion, and disagreement, so everybody's opinions and viewpoints are welcome.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
This independently owned and operated.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, good morning. It's 6:22, 22 minutes after 6. High today, 95, mostly sunny skies, as the sun really begins to work its way up into the sky now. Two open lines, 303-713-7600. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Peter Rumblett about these the whole terrorist situation in Britain, the whole plot. And it's open phones the rest of the morning. And then we got David Sirota coming up at 8 o'clock. Let me go to Christian in Boulder. Christian, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
How are you?
Hi. I just wanted to rebut some of the spin that's going on with the Republicans regarding the terrorist plot that's been unfolding. I'm concerned that, you know, I'm just hearing about this, you know, explosive that's you know, been around for a while now. What is it? Triacetone, triperoxide?
Yeah, exactly. It's some kind of peroxide derivative which puts oxygen into the explosive element.
Right. It's crystalline form, and then it's like really unstable, like TNT. And even small quantities can take down an airplane. How come I'm just hearing about this?
You know, I can't answer that question. I got to tell you truthfully that,
you know, you would think
I knew about it. I mean, I'd heard about it in connection with the Korean airliner that was blown up by the North Korean agents. But I didn't know that that you know the North Korean agents were involved. But I remember reading that that's what they suspected that it was. It was some kind of liquid explosive.
I did some research. I learned that the Palestinian, the Palestinian terrorists have been using this for years, and that this was used during the 1995 Bajinka plot, and the trials, the test trials to do that, bring down a whole bunch of airliners over the Pacific.
Yeah, Richard Reed also the shoe bomber
tried
to use it too.
Same thing. So why is the Republican-controlled administration not telling us about these things?
They're trying
to spin it and say, I heard a caller yesterday, what was his name, Tony?
Yeah.
And he was trying to say that, it's the liberals and Democrats that don't want to protect our airports, and I'm thinking, what? What drug are you on? Sorry, but, it's the Republicans who aren't informing us about these threats. We've never... we on the left have never said that there isn't a terrorist threat, contrary to what, George Bush's speech yesterday. And apparently he's known about this plot for some time. Who knows exactly how long?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the White House is not, they're not coming clean about this. But if you notice that Cheney, Melman, and and all the right-wing talking heads and everything, the terrain shifted and the ground shifted shortly before this whole thing came down. So it's virtually impossible to make me believe that they have been looking into this since July 2005, that it involved Pakistan, so that we didn't know anything about
right,
it when we were...
These people are British nationals, just like Reed, from Pakistan or from Jamaica or, wherever. They're British citizens, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, but two of them had traveled to Pakistan, and there are five people in Pakistan that are under arrest. You can't make me believe that this administration didn't know anything about this.
Right.
Until,
in other words,
Friday.
What I'm saying is they're not from Iraq.
No. Oh, no.
No,
they have
they're not from Iraq. They have nothing to do with Iraq. They may have, I don't know if, they even have a connection with Al-Qaeda. That's not...
Yeah, there is. They believe
is
that
there
is a connection with Al-Qaeda. Because Al-Qaeda agents are operating in Pakistan.
Well, still, I'm still concerned that that the public is being kept in the dark, and one of the things that is being reinforced by the president's speech yesterday, and by others, is that the wiretapping needs to continue, the illegal, unconstitutional wiretapping, but the way that this plot was, foiled, was not through wiretapping. It had nothing to do with wiretapping, as far as I know.
No,
it had to do with a Muslim, reporting on one of his own and saying,
the British had somebody on the... It came two ways. The British had somebody on the inside, and it also came from money transfers.
Right.
From wire transfer information.
Okay.
I mean, that's how they found out about it, which is, if you look into this stuff, that's traditionally... As Michael Schroyer, as Dr. Schroyer said yesterday morning on the program, that's traditionally how they find out about stuff. They usually find out because either they have somebody on the inside, somebody trips up and leaks something, or they're able to see that there's money movement going on. Because we've been watching money movement in the Middle East, and we've been watching money movement around the globe. American intelligence, British intelligence has since 9/11. Since right after 9/11, we've been watching that stuff. It has nothing to do with the idea that the administration should have the right to listen in on domestic phone calls without a warrant in violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. And because George W. Bush or anybody else stands up there and pretends that it's an all or nothing deal under FISA, that they don't have, that they don't have the rights to do this and that it's that the ACLU and others are impeding the war on terror is an absolute fabrication and a lie. And the Patriot Act was designed to modify and give the administration more time to be able to look before they actually had to get a warrant. Yeah. But they still have to get a warrant.
They have the same kind of Patriot Act kind of rules in the UK now. But this particular plot wasn't foiled directly through wiretapping, is what I'm getting at.
No, I mean,
and it was foiled through good old fashioned police work and patience and time and.
No, I'm sure they're. I'm sure they listened into cell phone conversations. I'm sure that they listened in to telephone conversations. I'm sure that the NSA was probably involved in that. But you know something? Here's the deal. That's legal. But it is illegal.
Exactly.
It is illegal to get on your phone or my phone and listen to us without going and getting a warrant. Christian,
okay.
I gotta go. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Okay. All right. We got what is it with this phone this morning? You know what? I'm gonna throw this through the window. Thing doesn't want to cooperate. Who makes this thing? Well, this has been in here since I think this phone system's been in here like since 1952.
Yeah, that company is now defunct, so we can't get new parts for it.
Yeah,
so we're going to have to replace the whole phone system.
Yeah, don't say anything on the air about who it is. When are they going to replace the phone system in here, do you know? You know, that's one of the first things you learn about being in radio. Never get on the air and complain about the equipment. You get busted for doing that by management. But you know what? Management's not here. They're off on a retreat. So we can do whatever the hell we want to do. Oh, they're back? Oh, well, then I just didn't say anything. Ignore everything I just said. 6:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at traffic here this morning with Aaron O'Neill. You've probably heard that, right, in your days in radio. Like, don't get on the air and complain about the equipment because the audience doesn't know. And it isn't the shape of the horse. It's how the horse runs.
Uh-huh.
You've heard that story, right?
I have heard it, yes.
And you get in trouble for that.
That also
amazes me when talk show hosts, and I'm not going to name any names here, but... And then they're on this radio station occasionally. We'll say, let's go to Bob on line 4 in Parker, New Jersey. Well, you know, the audience doesn't know what line 4 is. What does that mean?
Mm-mm.
Although I complain about line 1. All right, so I'm a hypocrite. Maybe I should run for office. What's the traffic look like this morning?
Well, pretty standard stuff if you're just getting onto these highways, especially southbound I-25. We got that load up already from 104th down to 84th. Once you clear that, you got a wide-open drive getting into downtown. We're starting to see 270 getting slow across Commerce City. Still pretty good on our eastbound drives, although the sunshine just popped up, and that's going to start to back us up for the Boulder Turnpike in just a few minutes. And 6th Avenue is still a pretty great drive in from Lakewood. A couple of off-highway problems. We've got a rollover crash hanging up the intersection of Martin Luther King, MLK, and York. And that's starting to back up traffic in the immediate area. Also, you have a right lane coned off eastbound Colfax after Colorado. Crews are dealing with a water main break there. Looking at your weather today, mostly sunny, hot, late afternoon.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
5593.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 635. It's 35 minutes past the hour. Hi today. Going to be nice. Hot. High of 95 and mostly sunny. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll return to open phones and take more of your calls. But right now we're going to talk to Peter Rundlett, Vice President for National Security and International Policy at the Center for American Progress. And we're going to talk about the plots in Great Britain. Prior to joining the American Progress, Peter was counsel for the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks upon the United States, the 9/11 Commission, where he focused on domestic intelligence and law enforcement policy, including related civil liberties issues. He's also the co-author of the Center for American Progress's foreign policy magazine, Terrorism Index, released last month. Peter, good morning, and thanks for getting up and being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk about this plot that was busted yesterday, and now it appears that they've been looking at this since July of 2005, and that they had an infiltrator in the group, and that they also looked at wire transfers of money. What's your take on this? I mean, the White House is trying to spin this that we're safer now than we were a year ago, but it appears to me that in reality we aren't really any safer.
You know, I think that's an excellent point. You know, the president's been saying we've been fighting them over there, so we don't have to fight them over here. But the truth of the matter is, this plot shows that they're getting closer and closer to us. I think we all owe a debt of gratitude to the British intelligence authorities and those in Pakistan that helped unravel this plot. The United States is trying to take a little bit of credit for collaborating on this. And, my read of the news reports doesn't indicate that we did anything except for stand by. Now, my point here is that the president has been focusing on these military adventures abroad and not really focusing on giving the intelligence community here the resources it needs to catch on to these plots in advance. Because the truth of the matter is, we don't have the technology in place to identify these liquid explosives, as people are going through the airport. And I'm very grateful that they identified this plot over there, because I have great fear that we wouldn't have been able to capture it here.
You know, the White House wants us to believe that George W. Bush didn't find out about this until Friday, and that he had conversations over the weekend at Crawford with Tony Blair. But isn't it funny how the political landscape shifted prior to Friday, and that in a concerted, concentrated, orchestrated method that Dick Cheney, Ken Mellon, Tony Snow, and a lot of the talking heads on the right started suddenly attacking the Democrats over the war on terror and about being weak on security. Do you really believe that this information was never passed up to the White House and that this stuff was never distributed to anybody?
Well, you know, it's interesting that they're playing it that way. You would think that what they'd want to, the message they want to send to the American people is that they were on top of it from the beginning. And it's very interesting that we're looking at these developments right now, because just over 5 years ago, on August 6th, 2001, is when the president was given his presidential daily brief, in which there was an article called Bin Laden Determined to Attack on the United States. And there's that kind of infamous photograph of him hanging out on his ranch. And we all know he didn't come home and deal with that threat. Here again, he's on vacation. He's not in D.C. focused on these issues. And yet, the Republicans are trying to spin this as if the Democrats and progressives are not able to take care of our national security. And this in the face of an administration that has, you know, watched blunder after blunder. They've dropped the ball all over the world. We have threats from North Korea. We have threats from Iran. We see what the disaster in Iraq has been. And I think every American can ask themselves, are we safer now than we were when Bill Clinton left office? And the answer is clearly no, we're not.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I think that this is a question that we ought to be asking our neighbors, that we ought to be asking our fellow Americans, if we truly are safer than we were, and that what has this administration basically done? And it points to me that here we are 5 years after the attack. We're coming up on the fifth anniversary of it, as a matter of fact. And Al-Qaeda is still out there operating, and we don't have bin Laden. Yet, you know what? It seems like this government never raises a question about this guy, and they closed down the bin Laden unit.
It really is incredible. And finally, the polls are starting to reflect the greater distrust of the general American public of this administration. You know, for the first time in several years, polls are showing that people across this country trust Democrats more than Republicans to handle the war on terror. And it's about time, because the record is really a record of failure.
Do you think that this will ultimately give the president a bounce in the polls?
Well, that's interesting. I actually don't think it will give the president a bounce, because the truth of the matter is we're mired in national security disasters around the world. By not focusing on the Middle East peace process, by not engaging there, by saying we're going to have no diplomatic relations or any sort of engagement with Syria, with Iran, with North Korea, we let these problems fester, and they have festered, and things are really getting out of our control. I'm concerned for the next administration, whether it's a Democratic administration or a Republican administration, because the Bush administration has really been a disaster for this country, and we have national security issues that we'll be facing for years to come.
6:40, 20 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Peter Rundlett with me. He's Vice President for National Security and International Policy at the Center for American Progress. And by the way, Peter, you grew up in Denver, correct?
I did grow up in Denver. I went to Manuel High School, and glad to be talking to people from Colorado.
Yeah, you got it, man. Good to have you on the air. You know, you were talking about us not talking to Iran and not talking to Syria. That's never to me made any sense. Well, you know, I don't understand the White House's justification for that.
You know, talking to a country doesn't mean you acquiesce to their desires. It just means that you engage with them, because without engagement, they're going to feel like we put them on the axis of evil, which we've explicitly done. They've seen us go into to Afghanistan. They've seen us go into Iraq, and they're looking at themselves and saying, "What's next?" They're not talking to us. They put us on the axis of evil, and they've got this overly militaristic approach to the world. And I think what that does is it makes them feel threatened, and then it endangers us, because then they start preparing to produce nuclear weapons, and we're seeing that's happening right now.
I think that this administration, if they had the popularity and the resources, and if we weren't so bogged down in Iraq, I think they'd like to go into Iran.
Well, that would be a huge mistake, and I think that some of the really ideological conservatives in this administration would be happy to do that. You know, and the problem with that is that you can only accomplish so much at the wrong end of a gun, and it's about time that we start focusing on a campaign of our ideas. I think the American people believe we're about something better than what this Bush administration has portrayed to the world. And, you know, standing in the shoes of people outside of this country, it's easy to understand how they feel threatened by us. And that's obviously very unfortunate. You know, we did the Center for American Progress, together with Foreign Policy Magazine, did a survey of terrorism experts. And this was a bipartisan survey where we balanced the results between those people who identified themselves as conservatives and liberals. 86% of this group, and we had more than 100 national security experts, said that the world is becoming a more dangerous place. And of that group, 87% said the war in Iraq has made us less safe. And I think that's damning evidence by experts, unimpeachable experts from across the political spectrum.
It seems to me, you know, back on the subject of talking to Iran and Syria, it seems to me, you know, we all love this country. I don't think it matters politically where you stand. I think we all love this country. We just have different ideas on how to get where we're going. But in saying that we all love the country, I think we're like the best salespeople for our way of life and for ideas and for freedom. And it seems to me that with increased contacts with Iran, increased contacts with Syria, increased contacts with Cuba, and I would throw North Korea in there, but I'm not sure they would let any of us in. But I mean, if we had it seems to me that we could do a better job in the in waging a battle of ideas and selling the country than threatening to, you know, to drop a bunker buster on the Iranian military headquarters.
That's absolutely right. President Bush, and he said this again yesterday, he'd love to say they hate us because we love freedom. But the truth of the matter is those who have issues with us have issues with us because of what we do. These guys they picked up in Britain yesterday, I think that all of them were British-born. I may be wrong, but at least 21 of them were British-born British citizens. As far as I can tell, they grew up loving their freedom. They didn't want to leave Britain. They were soccer lovers. They were people that, you know, lived there. Yet they are angry at us there, and I'm sure they're angry at their own leadership. Tony Blair has been all too quick to follow the lead of President Bush, unfortunately, in these issues. And so when you survey people around the world, they think good things about America and freedom in terms of our philosophy and our ideas, although I think that we're slowly starting to corrupt those thoughts with, you know, Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib and those kinds of, you know, unfortunate incidences, not to mention the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq in particular. So I don't think it's that they hate freedom. I think it's that they've had some unhappiness with the actions we've taken in the world.
Yeah, you know, the only thing I can recall is being in Cuba in 1996 and having people ask me point blank, I know conservatives will say, well, it's an oppressed society and it's not free, but I'm talking about behind closed doors, and I'm talking about, you know, out of the limelight, asking me about how, you know, stating to me about how they, you know, they love Americans, they can see what's going on in the United States through the media because they can get it, but they do not understand the embargo, they do not understand America's hostility, and they don't understand how America chooses who it cooperates with and who it doesn't, unless it's just America's own self-interest, and they, you know, they believe that's wrong. I mean, in other words, I mean, their idea was, well, okay, you know what, we want what you have and we like what you have, but we want to get there ourselves. We don't want you pushing us around. And so us pushing them around, to me, was having the opposite effect of what we intended to do.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, our policies, which are really based, as you know, in domestic politics and the Cuban community in Florida in particular, you know, I don't think any serious foreign policy thinkers believe that by opening up our relations with Cuba that they will somehow become a greater threat to us. You know, with greater technology, with greater openness, I think that the Cuban people are going to want to open up and make decisions for their own self-destiny that would lead to greater freedom, not to a greater threat for the United States.
Yeah, see, I agree. So if you and I, say, for instance, went to Damascus and sat down and talked to some Syrian citizens, I mean, we could sell the ideas of this country a hell of a lot better than saying to Damascus, either you cooperate or we're going to be on your front doorstep.
I think that's right. I think we need new leadership. You and I would have some impact if our government leaders here could take some different actions to convince the world that our government reflects the views of most of the American people, then I think we'd all be better off.
Yeah, I do too. Peter, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you being on the show and getting up this morning and being on, and I know we'll have you on again.
Great. Thank you for having me. Good luck.
All right. There's Peter Rundblit, Vice President for National Security and International Policy at the Center for American Progress. You know what? What about this idea? It's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. But what about this idea that, you know what, you and I could sell this country and could sell, you know, our way of life, and we could do it better than this administration could do it. And can't you get more out of somebody by sitting down with them and exchanging ideas and debating them rather than, like, saying to them, okay, you know what, either you go along with what we want, which is, this is the neocon approach, you go along with what we want, or here's what we're going to do. We're going to bomb the hell out of you. I mean, we're going to punish you for not cooperating with us. Don't you think we could win over hearts and minds? I think we could. And I think it's time that we engage in a battle of ideas not only across the world, but also, you know, right here in this country. Let's get in a battle of ideas with people, and let's see whose ideas hold up. 6:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. More of your phone calls coming up. It's open phones. Follow my line of reasoning or get on your own line of reasoning. To set discussion and disagreement, you know what? That's what it's all about, and it's good to have you here.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Had a little sunshine for a second, but it looks like there is pretty good cloud cover that's going to keep the sun out of the eyes. That should help improve these eastbound routes. We're starting to back up a little bit for the Boulder Turnpike. 270 was a slow crawl across Commerce City. Remains that way from I-76 getting down past York. Southbound I-25 still packed in off that north end, 104th to 84th, and now from 38th through Spear. Heading up into the high country, crews are still working around an RV that caught fire. Everything's off to the right shoulder, westbound I-70 at Chief Hosa. So a little slow on the approach, but most of that traffic is heading east out of the mountains anyway this morning. Looking at your weather for today, sunny, hot, up to 95 for a high with a another round of late afternoon thundershowers. We're at 66 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sounds even better with an HD radio. In high definition, we sound like an FM station.
Really?
Get all the details about HD radio on AM760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
6:50, it's 50 minutes past the hour, or 10 minutes before 7, however you choose to slice and dice it. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos has a large selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And, you know, when you say the word used, here's what comes into a lot of people's minds. Really beat up cars. Low price. You know, somebody else has driven it. So what a lot of dealerships do is they use pre-owned as a term instead of used. Rockies is not some little postage stamp dealership. I mean, it takes a golf cart to go over the whole lot. I mean, they have over 550 vehicles there, and they got everything you can think of. Saab, Toyota, Honda, Nissan, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Ford, Chevy, Dodge. And these cars are great. Mary and I have bought cars from Rockies since 1997. I've been talking about this lately on the air. The John Turk's sister bought a car out there. I mean, you know what? It's the best place to go to get a good deal. And the selection is huge. I mean, they got Jaguars. They got a Jaguar out there. They got a Mercedes-Benz. And you know what? They have a matching down incentive going on, too, which is also a way to save you money. Rocky's Autos. Go out there and see my friends, the Alshire Brothers. Go out there and see Spanky. Go out there and see Freddy Labrato. Go out there and see Gerard Menard. Go out there and see any of the folks working out there. There's over 100 of them out there to help you out. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1992. And you can also check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Check out the inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He runs that. So, you know what? Get out there to Rockies and give the inventory a glance. I think you're going to be really impressed. I know I am every time I go out there, and I was just out there a couple of days ago. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal. See him this weekend.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go. Prompt and professional. Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's completely confidential, and you always get the professional service you deserve. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-704-9938. 800-704-9938.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:53, 53 minutes past the hour. Look for sunshine today and a high of 95. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to those phones, and we go to Pat in Longmont. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Pat, hi, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You know, that was a very thoughtful gentleman you were talking with. It was a great interview.
Well, thank you.
There was a couple things I wanted to talk about. I woke up really early this morning, and I had been listening to Mark O'Reilly's program, which is two programs before yours on the radio.
Right.
And there was a gentleman who called in who said he does all of the printing of posters for the airline company. And he said that he received an order to print posters that state that people cannot carry on any liquids on the airplanes, no gels, no liquids. That order came into him 2 weeks ago. So he said he was concerned that he got that 2 weeks ago, and this is just now coming out now. So I would suspect, if all that being true, that the administration knew about this well before a few days ago.
Yeah, I don't think they're leveling with us. I don't think they're telling the truth. I don't think that the attacks on progressives and the progressive community and Democrats, I don't think that's by accident. I think that they knew, and I think that they're trying as hard as they can to spin it to their political advantage.
Yes, he was very concerned when he called in. And I wanted to respond to the gentleman who called in, Tony from Littleton.
Right.
When he was calling about, you know, we should have our own airlines because progressives don't seem to be so tough on terrorism. It was the Democrats who led the charge after 9/11 to have our cargo in the airlines inspected. And that was voted down by the Republicans. They wanted more monies to have all cargo inspected on airlines, and the Democrats didn't get their way for that. And it wasn't the Democrats who were leading the charge to have our ports all inspected by Saudi Arabia. That was the Republicans who wanted to do that. So, you know, I just found his comments to be somewhat offensive. And I didn't feel that his comments were based on truth.
Well, they always have a common denominator in that when they do call, they're hostile, they're looking for trouble, they engage in divisive language, and if you take a sampling of their media, they're basically name callers, they're basically bashers, and they don't really want to get into a discussion of any kind of ideas. And what they really don't want to want. I mean, you can get passionate with somebody, and you can have a very, very vigorous back and forth over something. That's human nature, and that's life. And you want to surround yourself with passionate people who have ideas. And a little heated give and take never hurts anybody. But you don't sit there and say to somebody as an answer to an argument, "Well, you obviously are on the terrorist side, or you're this, or you're that." And if you go to Media Matters for America and just check out their website and look at the comments that are posted on there from a whole variety of people on the right. And this is what they do. I mean, this is what they do. They seek to divide. They engage in this name-calling. They can't sit down and they can't have a discussion. They, you know, there's an editorial yesterday in the New York Times. This is the New York Times now, okay? It's a mainstream publication. That there is voter suppression on the part of Republicans going on in Missouri with a new ID law that amounts to a poll tax, so it's unconstitutional and it's being challenged. You know, they can't win, honestly. It's sad because not all their ideas are bad. But they can't win honestly. What they have to do is engage in dishonest rhetoric and spin the facts. And it's really, you know what, it's a disservice to their country. It's a disservice to all of us. It's just bad news. Pat, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. See you later. All right, we'll continue. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Hang on. We'll get to all your calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, because after all, you know what? You make the show happen with your phone calls.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
That's 1-800-600-5002. 1-800-600-5002.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Larry Miller in London, where the investigation into the alleged terrorist plot to blow up a number of U.S.-bound passenger planes continues. 24 arrested in Britain, 7 in Pakistan. Did anyone slip through the net? British Home Secretary John Reid admits that's possible.
We think that the main suspects are in custody, but we always err on the side of caution.
And that means keeping the threat level on high. Critical, they call it here, which means a terrorist attack may be imminent.
The threat level should remain at critical as a precautionary measure in order to protect the public.
It's still slow at British airports, lots of delays and cancellations, and no carry-on bags or liquids allowed, something that may become policy even after this current alert is over. Live in London, I'm Larry Miller, CBS News.
I'm Barry Bagnato at Dulles Airport. Remember, with new restrictions in place, such as no liquid or gel carry-on items, take extra time to pack properly. That way you'll avoid what many passengers behind me right now are doing, repacking everything on the airport floor. Carlton Cook rearranged things and then had to rearrange his flight to London, delaying it until today. No bother.
I'm just looking forward to going home, but another 24 hours in the country is not going to help me.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News at Dulles Airport, outside Washington.
This is Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. Like other major airports across the nation, security at LAX was ramped up yesterday. Numerous reports suggest that some of the targeted flights might have had Los Angeles as their destination. But Police Chief William Bratton tried to play that down.
There's no specific threat against this city, this airport, this region.
Today at LAX, security officials will be assisted by National Guard troops deployed by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
I'm Frank Setapani. In the Middle East, the war in Lebanon is raging from one end of the country to the other for the first time. Near the border with Syria, an Israeli airstrike killed at least a dozen people. And bombs rocked Beirut again, while Israeli tanks kept pounding Hezbollah positions in the south. How would you like to run for the Senate? It's the kind of question more women are being asked these days. Well, I have to CBS's Jim Shenevy. Jim, who's behind this and why?
Well, organizations like Emily's List and Georgia's Win List, both of those promote abortion rights, so there's the political agenda. But there's also the White House Project, a nonpartisan group that just promotes women in leadership roles because they bring a different political perspective. Frank, it's all about getting women involved, and it's not easy. Many shy away from politics because they're already too busy. Just 1 in 5 state legislators are women.
Americans were in the mood to spend last month. The government is reporting the best gain in retail sales in 6 months. Electronics, building and garden supplies, and furniture were especially hot. Department store sales slipped. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Diane Mintz is a realtor. She helps people buy and sell real estate. But those aren't the only people Diane helps.
Every year I send inner-city children to camp.
She knows that something that the kids may learn from camp may change their life completely.
The Realtor Code of Ethics is about treating people fairly and honestly. I make a promise to conduct business fairly, and I've also made a promise to these kids.
Across the country, realtors like Diane Mintz are making a difference in their communities and setting examples for others to do the same. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
CompUSA email bag.
Today, Mike emails, Dear CompUSA, just how big is your back-to-school sale? Gargantuan, Mike. For starters, somebody's guaranteed to win $10,000 every day. 10 grand. Plus, there's hundreds of deals, like our lowest price ever on a 17-inch LCD monitor. Under 130 bucks after savings and rebate. It's now through Saturday at CompUSA. We got it. We get it.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. Void or prohibited. Store visit required. See store for details.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A little less stress at the airport this morning, all around the country, actually, following the news of the UK terror plot yesterday and heightened security. This man flew into DIA yesterday from New York and says people were fairly understanding about the new security procedures.
You know, I flew back from L.A. to New York the day after that landing gear incident happened. It was literally that flight the next day, and you could feel the tension on the plane. This was nothing like that.
Again today, should you be traveling, no liquids allowed on any flights. You must check all creams, toothpaste, hair products, and the like. Only baby formula and proof of medications will be allowed in the cabin area. Attorneys for a Chesapeake man charged in the slaying of a Mormon missionary and the malicious wounding of another say they're not sure if he can have a fair trial in that area. 19-year-old James Botten, Jr., charged in the January shooting that killed 21-year-old Morgan Young of Bountiful, Utah, and wounded 19-year-old Joshua Heidbrink of Greeley. Bounton is being held in the Chesapeake City Jail. He is scheduled to go on trial there on Halloween. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we are starting to rack up a couple of problems across these highways. The biggest one coming from the south end of town. If you're eastbound C-470, you're going to get caught in a stop-and-go jam starting from Broadway because of a big multi-car crash closer to Quebec. Has the left lane, left shoulder area hung up, and traffic only sneaking through on the right-hand lane. Northbound I-25 looks good leaving the tech center, but it gets a little crowded up through the bridges. There is an accident approaching Alameda that's off to the right shoulder area, but that is starting to back up that traffic coming up out of the T-Rex construction. Southbound looking pretty good down through that stretch. Eastbound I-70 starting to get a little heavy on that approach to I-25 getting out past Brighton. Looking at your weather for today, mostly sunny and another hot one. Highs up around 95 with some late afternoon thundershowers. We've warmed up to 66 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's the Colorado State Fair Rodeo Rideaway Giveaway. Register free at Loaf and Jug to win one of three Dodge vehicles. It's the summer event you wait for. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo, August 25th through Labor Day. Get info at coloradostatefair.com. This fair rocks.
Top three reasons I'm getting organized? Number three, the only space in my bedroom is on my bed, and I'm not giving that up. Number two, I should be able to fit at least one car in the two-car garage. And number one, getting organized just got a lot easier.
Organize your home for less at the Home Depot Summer Storage Event. From garage storage systems to adjustable bookshelves to the latest colorful totes and accessories, it's storage as decor at special prices. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 7:07. 7 minutes after 7. High today, 95. Under mostly sunny skies, AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin with you, and it's open phones, one line open at 303-713-7600. Coming up next hour, David Sirota will pop into the program. We'll talk about Ken Salazar refusing to endorse Ned Lamont. And I've also got a story which I'm going to read you part of it in a few minutes here, that nobody in the mainstream, well, I don't want to say mainstream, this is not going to get a lot of coverage. And the right-wing talkers are not going to talk about this. And Tom Tancredo is not going to go near this. And a lot of you are going to be shocked by this. And all the people who sent me nasty emails after I give the story, you know what? They can then all call up and send me emails and they can all apologize. And I'll give it to you in a few minutes. You know what? It's so good. It's so juicy that maybe I'll just hang on to it until Monday. Maybe I'll do that. But anyway, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Kelly in Aurora. Kelly, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay. I don't quite agree with that guy you just had on. I just got in my truck when he was talking. I didn't catch who he is. But, I felt that he was making apologies to a point for the actions of the terrorists that we have that are, whether, like the students that are here that are missing.
No, they found them.
They found most of them, unless I missed something in the paper.
No, they got it. They got them all, and they're not terrorists, and they're not linked with terrorism. They failed to report to school, so they wanted to know where they were, and they found them. And they were visiting friends. They're not linked to terrorism. They're not suspected of being terrorists. They're Egyptian foreign exchange students, and they were simply watching them.
Well, but anyhow, all that brings up the threat to us. We don't know, I thought he was being apologetic.
Give me an example of where you think he was being apologetic.
Well, it was like that everything is dialogue. We're too quick to point the gun.
He's not talking about terrorists. Now, see, this is where you didn't listen close enough.
Well, I just got at the very end of it when I got my truck and started.
But he's not talking about Al Qaeda. He's not talking about any of those groups. He's talking about people in the Middle East. He's talking about what is called, quote unquote, the Arab Street, which is where extremists pull from. He's talking about the idea that you'll get a lot farther if you engage people in a battle of ideas and you have contacts with main players in the problems, then if you just give them a dictate that either you do what we want you to do or we're going to punish you. That's all he was saying. He's not saying that you sit down with Osama bin Laden and say, let's have a dialogue. That's not what he was talking about at all.
Like I said, maybe I just caught the very end of it and I was... Yeah, and I just took an assumption on there from what his statement was. But, like I said many, many times, it's a dangerous world out there. And in some cases, there is absolutely zero communication between us and some of our enemies. The only communication, unfortunately, is the end of a barrel.
Well, they may be...
They're only going to die, and they don't care if they blow themselves and kill us, or we kill them by rifle... Or whatever it is.
Well, then,
death is the only solution to take care of the bin Ladens and some of them in the world.
All right, but nobody's disputing that. I mean, you know what? And if anything, look, first of all, when you talk about enemies, all right, let's talk about terrorists first. Okay, let's talk about Al-Qaeda first. Let's talk about bin Laden. Let's talk about Zawahiri. Let's talk about all those people first. First of all, this incident yesterday brings up this point. Why are they still around? Why are they on the loose? Why are they at large? Why are they still around? Why are they able to communicate? Why are they able to operate? Why is this going on? You know why it's going on? Because instead of taking the money and resources to go after them, we're tied up in Iraq. That's number one, okay? So we're less safe under the current policies. Now, let's talk about Syria and Iran, to take two, because right now there's trouble in the Middle East. What do you think is going to work better? Do you think it would be better to sit down and to try to talk to the Iranians and the Syrians and see where they're coming from and to try to influence them to, for instance, force Hezbollah to stop and to disarm? Or do you think it'll work if you call up Riyadh and Tehran and tell them that either they better do what we say or... we're going to come invade their country, and we're going to bomb up their infrastructure. Which do you think would work better?
Well, of course, dialogue is the first effort. But, you know, a statement without any force is just an empty statement.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me ask you something. Just take your own human nature. If I threaten you, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to be defensive, of course.
All right, if I sit down with you and then I say, look, you know what, I don't understand your actions, and let me hear what your gripes are, and then let me attempt to try to explain to you where I'm coming from, and let's see if we can reach some kind of cooperation. Let's see if we can try to figure something out and meet each other halfway and try to work on something. Don't you think we've tried to do a lot of that,
especially
with
Tehran's
access,
kinds of things.
But you know what? That's not true, because the Bush administration refuses to talk to Tehran one-on-one, and they refuse to talk to Damascus one-on-one. And if I'm lying, then you give me proof that they're doing it, because they're not. Go Google. The stated position of this country is that we're not going to talk to them, that we will not talk to them directly, one-on-one.
We will not negotiate with terrorists.
But Tehran is not, you know what, but that doesn't work. That doesn't work to sit there and say to somebody that you're not going to talk to them. Because if you don't talk to them, you can't resolve anything. And you know what? Here's what happens. Here's what ends up happening. What ends up happening is you threaten them, okay, and you get involved in a military struggle with them, and you push them around. What you do is you act as a gigantic neon recruiting poster for everybody who has some kind of grievance against the country, against the United States, particularly the population. Let me tell you something about Tehran. About Iran. Most of the population is young. They're not happy with what's going on over there. They don't like the mullahs running things. They want more freedom. They want more opportunity. But here's the deal. Just like any other country, if you threaten their existence, they're going to rally around the government. Now, which do you think works better?
You know, I don't know how many times you've been to Iran. I've been there. I have been there back during the days of the Shah, delivering fighter airplanes and such as part of a RAM team. You're right. Even in the days of Shah, he was a puppet governor, blah, blah, blah. So they bring in the Ayatollah. They went from the far, far right to the far, far left. You know, I mean,
Let me tell you something.
I'm talking left-right, extreme differences. Not left or right us politics.
All right, but you know what? Still, I'm gonna say it to you again. Give me an example of anywhere in the world. Give me an example of anywhere in the history of the United States or in world affairs where not talking to somebody has worked.
Libya. They dismantled their nuclear program.
That's absolutely a false statement by this administration. And if you go look up the facts on Libya, let me tell you what the facts are. The facts are that Libya went to the British and said to them that we are tired of being isolated, that we are tired of the situation, that we've got rusting oil equipment, that we need foreign currency. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay out $5 billion to the survivors of Lockerbie, which was the first thing that the British insisted that they do. And then what we're going to do is then we're going to try to work towards normalization. And this country had known, and the CIA had known, that the Libyans had been trying to import centrifuges and nuclear equipment since when Clinton was in office. And they set up a sting and a bust on the Libyan government and caught them. They knew the stuff was on a ship headed to Libya, and they busted the ship. And then they went to Muammar Gaddafi and said, okay, come clean about your nuclear aspirations, or we're not going to deal any farther. And Muammar Gaddafi said, all right, fine, I'm going to come clean. And then George W. Bush stood up in front of this government, in front of this country, and in front of the world, and lied about the Libyan situation and claimed that Libya's disarmament was a direct result of his policies when Libya had been working on this through their instigation and through their contacts, not only with the British, but also the Scottish and also the CIA and the United States, way before George W. Bush ever came into office, that had been going on 6 years prior. So you need to go check your facts out on that, pal.
I think that Muammar Gaddafi may have had a little bad taste in his mouth from when Ronald Reagan rearranged his patio furniture.
No, it had nothing to do with that. You can invent all the scenarios you want to, but the facts are that that's what the story is. And if you want more information on it, then go read the 1% Solution by Ron Suskind, where it's footnoted, it's documented, and people who were involved in the negotiations and people who were involved in the high meetings that went on in London over this whole situation were there. You can live in this fantasy, and you can live in this dream world, and you can buy the Bush line on this, but I'm telling you that what he was doing was he was lying to you, he was lying to me, he was lying to this country about it. The facts show totally and completely different. The CIA had the knowledge. They were waiting for the right time to use it against the Libyans. But the Libyans came to the British and started the talks. The Libyans did it. As a matter of fact, it was a guy who works for Muammar Gaddafi, who was educated in the United States, who went and initiated the talks. I believe his name was Moussaoua, but you'll have to go look it up. Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it.
All right.
I mean, you know, that's just an example of, once again, of the administration not telling the truth about something going on. All right, I get loud, I get passionate at 7:18 in the morning, and a lot of you are going, God almighty, I've got to turn the radio off. This guy's getting too hot. But, you know, I mean, this administration can't tell the truth. And, you know, it's like, that's not what happened. That wasn't what went on with Libya. It is not because of this doctrine of preemptive strikes. It's because Libya wanted out from underneath those sanctions. That's why. They wanted out from underneath them. And we got what we got out of Libya by, once again, talking to them. All right, it's 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Tough drive getting across Highlands Ranch. Stop and go traffic on the approach to Broadway. Big multi-car crash up near Quebec has the left side of the highway hung up there, so bear to the right if you're making the drive, and do expect delays. Still looking good for I-25 downtown of the Tech Center, although northbound is a little slow coming up through the bridges because of this crash closer to Alameda. All that wreckage off to the right shoulder. Eastbound I-70 is packed in now on the approach to I-25, carries out through Brighton, and then opens up if you're headed out towards the airport right now. Security wait time about 15 minutes. Weather for today, sunny skies and hot. Highs up around 95 with late afternoon thundershowers. We warmed up to 67 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with City Boy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and then I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new S60 2.5T for $349 a month for 36 months. $33.39 due at signing. Taxes, title and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
HD Radio.
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High defino.
High definition, sir.
So,
Makes AM as clear as FM?
How's the definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higgly definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
All right. I've calmed down. I've regained my composure. I act like a morning show host. I won't shock you out of your shoes. At 7:23, 23 minutes after 7, high today, 95, mostly sunny skies. You know, sometimes I think it was a mistake for them to put me on this show. Maybe they should have me on like at 10 o'clock at night or something, or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe I'm just too loud, but I get passionate about this stuff, especially if I think that, you know, what's being said is like totally and completely, you know, incorrect. All right, it's Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Bill in Denver. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Good, man. How's it with you?
Not bad. One thing I've realized is nobody's actually missing out. In fact, Republicans always do this at election times. You know, we didn't worry about the threat levels or anything until we're getting close to elections. Republicans are in the hole. They're going to start doing this. You know, they did it right with trying to give Bush the big support last time. You know, they start bringing out this, bringing out that, anything they could find. Just bring in fear into all the voters. You know?
Well, yeah, I think that they did do this last time. I think that this thing that happened has nothing to do with that, but I think that what they do is, and what they've done is basically they take every event that comes down the pike and they try to capitalize on it and try to spin and make something out of it. And I think it's incumbent upon those of us who realize that this is going on to make our feelings known and to say, wait a minute, we're all Americans and we are all concerned about about terrorism and we're all concerned about what to do about terrorism, but you're not going to take this and politicize it and you're not going to manipulate it, because here are the facts. If we had done what we should have done in the beginning after 9/11, we wouldn't be sitting here with Osama bin Laden at at large.
Exactly. Well, you know, the British MIs, they're way better at this because they've always dealt with the different Irish groups, you know, and their own terrorism they've had for many years. So they're way better trained, way better financed, organized, where Bush is just trying to pretend like he wants to do anything, you know?
Well, I think they clearly haven't delivered.
Exactly.
And I think that clearly all of their policies have basically failed. And what ends up happening is particularly if you listen to the right-wing media, is what they end up doing is they end up spending all of their time over there either calling us names, trying to label us as being extremists, trying to label us as being soft on terrorism, or trying to defend what has gone on. And I just say that, you know what, they can go to that playbook all they want. I just don't think it's going to work, because I think people can see through that, and it's incumbent upon us to make sure that they do see through it, and it's especially incumbent upon us to make sure that they see through it in the congressional races that are going on across the state. Bill, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Virginia in Lakewood. Virginia, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Haven't called for a while, but we're still standing on the corner on Saturday from noon to 1, 52nd and Wadsworth.
Cool. Are you getting good reception?
We're very good, very good. I had the grandchildren with me last week, and their sign said honk for peace, and they were thrilled. They were thrilled with people going by and waving and calling out to them. But it's more important that the citizens see that we can do this and they should do it too. Now, you mentioned Salazar on Wednesday, and I called his office, and they said the guy I talked to, that's before he'd made the support statement, but he'd made the statement the night before when Lieberman lost.
Right.
I mean, the big statement about he's my friend, he's a good Democrat, all that baloney. And then, of course, since then, he has come out. So I thought maybe your listeners would like to have his phone number.
Sure, give it out. We've been giving it out, but you can go ahead and give it out again.
It's 202. This is the Washington number. 202-224-5852.
All right, give it one more time.
Okay, 202-224-5852. You have the option of either leaving a message or speaking with a person. And I chose to speak with a person.
And what did they say?
Well, I said to him, have I heard correctly that Salazar is going to support Lieberman? And the guy said, not exactly yet. And that's when he read me the statement about the good Democrat. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, really.
And then, and I just said, I think it's despicable. I'm discouraged and disgusted with this. You know, Lieberman is no good Democrat, and he should not be supporting him.
Well,
now, I don't know if it's ever going to do any good, Jay.
Well, it's all we can do is make our voices heard.
Right.
And Lieberman is now going around trying to assert that he is the lone, you know, bipartisan conciliatory voice in the Senate. And there have been tons of Democrats. There have been tons of Republicans that on various issues have reached across the aisle.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Lieberman is not the sole healer of the nation. And he's making absolutely absurd, just absurd comments.
Oh, well, you know, I wrote to Salazar when he introduced Alberto Gonzalez. And guess what? He wrote back and said that he had done it because Alberto asked him to. And so I wrote back and said, and if he had asked you to jump off the building, would you have done that too? To that
Well, you know what I'd like to ask people? I'd like to ask people, you know, is there anything wrong with moderation? And is there anything wrong with being a moderate? But is there a difference between being a moderate and then just, for instance, selling yourself out? And being a moderate doesn't mean that you don't respect the process. So what ends up happening is that if you have a primary in your state, that the taxpayers spend the money to put on the primary, which is what we have in this country, and then it's like you turn around and don't respect the voters of the state, the taxpayers of the state, who put the primary on, and
who elected you.
Yeah, who you just don't respect them. I mean, and I wouldn't care if it were a Republican. I wouldn't care if it was a Democrat. True, I want to be intellectually honest and tell you that if it was going on the Republican side, I wouldn't be as outspoken against it. But if somebody, you know, if somebody called me up and said, and got on the air and said, well, don't you think this is wrong? I would say it was wrong. I mean, if it were going on the Republican side, because here's the deal. If it happened on the Republican side and it was a primary here, let's say in the state of Colorado, your tax dollars, my tax dollars, go to put that thing on. Respect the process, for God's sakes.
Yes, I'd hope, but he doesn't.
Well, Joe Lieberman only cares about himself.
Oh, absolutely. He is such an opportunist. I'm hoping the people of Connecticut will see that. That's my hope.
Well, I hope so, too. I'll tell you what, I sent Ned Lamont some money, so
good.
That's twice I've sent him money. And
right.
You know what? I intend to send him, Perlmutter, Pacioni, Ritter, Jay Fawcett, I intend to send them all money again before November.
Yeah, I just got a letter from Tom Harkin, and I'm going to send him some money because I think he's a really good guy.
Yep. I mean, let's make our voices heard. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Virginia.
Hey, Jay, thanks for the time. And it's noon to 1 on Saturday, anti-war at 52nd at Wadsworth.
You got it, Virginia.
Hey, thanks again.
Thanks.
Okie doke.
All right. Have
Bye.
A good weekend. All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. So the cone zone was up this morning on 25,
uh-huh.
And I almost got hit trying to get on at University because there was a sudden merge, and the car coming down that lane wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, and like his getting ahead of you is going to get him where he needs to go any faster when you're down into one lane, right?
Yeah, because we all had to slow down.
Yeah.
But this guy almost clipped my back, and, you know, these cone designs can get elaborate.
Yes, they can. Kind of a maze sometimes.
I mean, who traces these things? They trace these things out on paper?
I don't know.
And how do they know where to put these things, these cones?
It's an art.
Not really. I mean, really, I'm serious. How do you know? Because if they gave us cones, if they gave you and me cones and they said, okay, here's what we want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to block off all the lanes except down to one and block off 225 southbound. You know, you and I would make a mess out of the whole thing.
Yeah, it'd be a disaster.
You know, so do they train these guys? I mean,
I don't know. They must be skilled. They must have years of knowing how to do this.
And then here's what fascinates me, too. What fascinates me, too, is how do they get those things all cleaned up so quickly and dismantle all those signs and everything before everybody starts in the morning rush hour? Because
mm-hmm.
they were still at it at 4:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they get all that done?
I don't know. I know they run a truck backwards up the highway, and they just kind of snag up the cones. It's quite a process they've worked out as far as picking up the cones off the highway.
Well, I'm sure there are people out there listening saying, you know what, Jay, we really don't care about this.
Well, it's so important when you're coming in that early in the morning, though.
But I just wanted to compare notes about it, and I thought since, you know, you specialize in traffic, that you would have the answers.
I kind of have the answers, don't I?
Yeah, you do kind of have the answers, and I know you got answers to a lot more. So how's the flow out there?
Hey, it's a Friday, and it's lighter than normal for a lot of our stretches around town. Of course, we got the busy drive for southbound I-25, 104th to 84th. Kind of stays crowded as you continue to downtown. But I-25 downtown, the tech center checking clear either direction, even with that accident northbound I-25 at Alameda off to the right shoulder. The big delays we're catching this morning is to the south, eastbound C-470. It is stop and go from Lucent all the way over to Quebec. Big multi-car crash was hanging up the left lane for a long time. Looks like they have most of the wreckage off to the left shoulder, and both lanes getting through now. But like I said, we're backed up to Lucent there. Southbound 225, it's standard slowdown from just after Parker Road on down towards I-25. And I-70 is actually looking pretty good. If you are headed out towards the airport, security wait time right now, much less than what we saw yesterday, just about 15 minutes for now. Looking at your weather today, mostly sunny, another hot one.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
The talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
7:34, 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and it's just a joy to be able to get on the air every single morning and talk about my friends at Rocky's Autos, and they've been early supporters of not only this radio station, but also this show, and right now, we burn fossil fuels, and I'm looking forward to the day, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the day when we don't, and I'm looking forward to all the fabulous innovations that are going to come out, both in electric cars, you know, biodegradable. I'm really looking forward to those things. And I'm really excited about these electric cars, too. But until we get to that point, you got to drive a car. And unfortunately, you know what? You really got to drive a car if you live in the Western United States. So what you don't want to do is you don't want to have to end up giving an arm and a leg to a dealership when you can go get a better deal. And you can get a better deal at Rocky's Autos. Now, Rocky's Autos is not some postage stamp-sized dealership. It is a huge place with a huge selection of clean, late-model, pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, SUVs. I mean, they've got it all. It takes a golf cart to get around the place. They've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Jaguar, Mercedes-Benz. I mean, they got it all from A to Z. And you know what? They got great deals. And they got their matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. So you put 15 down, they put 15 down, and you got 3,000 towards your next vehicle. See my friend, the Al Shear brothers. My friends, the Al Shear brothers out there, Tom and Marv, they're good folks. Freddie Labrato out there is a great guy. Spanky Herrera's a good people. Go out there and see Gerard Menard. He's a great guy. You know, they all work hard out there. Ziggy, Sergio, Colby, all the gang out there. Isaac, they really work hard to get the job done, and you'll really be satisfied. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, and they definitely are a family. And Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. If you come after 9, though, they'll take care of you. You'll be fine. And they're just one of my favorite people in the whole world, all those people out there. I mean, I love them, and I hang with them. Sherry, I mean, all of them. And I just can't say enough about them. Check them out on the Internet at RockysAutos.com or get out there and see them at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Where would you like to be? RE/MAX can help you find your perfect place, whether it's across the street or on the other side of the world. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Visit RE/MAX.com today. RE/MAX, outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:38, 38 minutes past the hour, high today, 95, mostly sunny. Hey, tonight, what are you doing tonight? Watch Channel 12 tonight at 9 p.m. because Bob Beaupre, both ways Bob, and the Democrat Bill Ritter plus third-party candidates are going to meet for their first televised debate. That's tonight at 9 o'clock on Channel 12. I'm going to be glued to the set, because my man, Bill Ritter, is going to kick some major rear. So I'm going to definitely be checking that out. You know, I really want to get this story out that nobody else is going to talk about but me. Should I do it now, John, or should I wait? John's not paying attention. Should I do this story now, or should I wait till the 8 o'clock hour? I mean, you know it's a bomb dropper, don't you? Wait till after 8? All right, I'll wait. I'll save it until 8. Because you won't hear anybody else talking about this, and they're not going to do it, definitely, on the other talk stations in this town. They are not going to get into this. They'll never acknowledge it, and we're going to acknowledge it. And as a matter of fact, we're going to try to get an interview with the people involved in it on Monday. And I don't know if we'll be able to pull it off, but we're definitely going to try. All right, let's go back to the phones and go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I don't know how you do it.
Do what?
What'd you do? I'd have blown a gasket about 6 months ago.
Well, I don't always do what I should do. I screw things up, but I try.
I think you do just fine. I just think they're trying to force you to blow a gasket. But this is not the thing I want to talk about. But I wanted to say that Salazar is our Lieberman on steroids. But anyway, the thing I wanted to say is, I mean, you could see the theme developing, and you know, I think Cheney was on Huffington. They had something that he said on one of those campaign things just recently. But Rose knew a bumper sticker is, you know, vote for a terrorist, vote for a Democrat. That's the kind of underlying theme that they're whispering around, I think, in the country and trying to. And I hope you're really right that this doesn't work, because I think the irony of the whole thing is that even as they say that and how they're super patriots, I mean, who are the people that are putting this country into such deep debt that they're selling our heart and our soul and down to the very last rock, and even sending a lot of our American jobs to places like Pakistan?
Well, I don't think it'll work if we don't allow it to work.
Well,
I think it'll work if we allow it to work, if we sit silent. But I think if you go talk to your friends, if you go talk to your neighbors, if we all do that, and we all talk to our friends and our neighbors, and just ask them the simple question about, are you safer now than you were a year, two, or even 5 years ago? And if their answer is yes, then you counter back with giving examples of how. And if they say the British, you know, well, look, we just foiled the British plot, you say, well, the British had that was their doing, not ours. And, P.S., Al-Qaeda's still operating and Bin Laden's still out there. How can we possibly be safer?
Let me add one more comment, dude, real quick. Just kind of a funny irony also that there was a move by corporations or a move by someone, you know, that's pro-privatization, that they actually wanted to turn a lot of our 9/11 system over to tech park in Pakistan, so that if you called for an emergency, that you would be getting a Pakistani operator for your 911 call.
Oh.
That was actually true.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, that was what that whole struggle was over the TSA, is that the Republicans didn't want those people to have the right to organize or any kind of unionization, and they wanted to put it in the private sector instead of having the civil service workers do it, so that they, you know, so that they couldn't have any union representation, and that so their buddies in the private sector would be able to make money off of it. And I laugh when that guy like Tony yesterday in Littleton who called in, who used that old line, which is an old Limbaugh line about rich elites and all of that. But when you go look at who contributes to what, Republicans by far, their constituency is big corporations in business as well as the religious right, and that's who keeps them in business. Bob, thank you, man.
All right.
All right. Let me go to Al on I-70. Al, you're on AM 760. Al, hi, you there?
Hey, how you doing, Jay? Good morning.
Hi, Al.
First of all, I want to thank you yesterday for a fascinating hour between 7 and 8.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
You and John did a great job.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry, I was on the phone and I had to drop off to go to work. But I want to ask, pose a question to you that I wanted to pose the question to your guest. How deep is this feelings that they have? Does it go back to the 67 Israeli war and the taking of Jerusalem and Israel vowing never to divide it again?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does go back to that. And I also think it's mixed up in feelings that we are not. That we are not fair. I think that also has something to do with it, that we're not fair, that we, with every turn of the mile, side with Israel no matter what they do, and they feel, you know, most Muslims, a lot of Muslims, I don't say most because I'm not going to say that because I can't speak for them all, but Muslims that are interviewed and that you see, that, you know, they feel that it's just not fair. They feel that we're not acting in a fair and honest manner, and there's a lot of truth to that. 68% of the people in this country back Israel. There's a new Gallup poll that finds that many Americans, listen to this, this is really disturbing. A new Gallup poll finds that many Americans, what it calls substantial minorities, harbor negative feelings or prejudices against people of Muslim faith in this country. Nearly one in four Americans, 22%, said they would not like to have Muslims as neighbors. I mean, you know, that's like, I mean, come on, let's get a hold of ourselves here. And let's get a grip on what's going on. And because somebody is Muslim doesn't necessarily mean that they're terrorists or that that they have terrorist sympathies or that they would destroy the United States or that they would want to wreck the country. And, you know, once again, I got to be outspoken about this. I point to the right-wing media as being involved in this. I know of a talk show host. I know of two talk show hosts in the right-wing media that have called them ragheads, that have made statements about them being camel jockeys, that have made statements about them being terrorists, and that they don't delineate and they don't single out who they're talking about. They broad brush paint it, and the people who listen to them must eat that stuff up and believe it to be true.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. You know, you can't make statements like that on the air without repercussion.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, we got to knock this stuff off because this is not what this country is all about. It's not what we're about. Now, look, you know what? If you're here and you're raising money and you're running a charity, and there were a couple of guys just busted for this in the Detroit area, and you're raising money for Hezbollah and you're engaging in money laundering, then fine. You know, you should be busted, and the appropriate measures should be taken. And I'm not going to defend that. And I don't think you got to write. I mean, you have a right to come forward, I think, in this country and say, okay, you know what, I sympathize with Hezbollah, and I'm not trying to say that most Muslims do, but I'm saying even if you get some who do, I mean, they have a right to say that, just as like you have a right to say, well, I sympathize with Israel. But the thing is, what you can't do is you can't aid and abet them, and we just can't act in a manner of like, well, they're Muslim, they must be terrorists, and they must be terrorist sympathizers, because that's BS.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You can equate that same logic to all of the history of the U.S. I mean, from the African Americans and how they first came to the U.S., on and on and on.
Yeah, you know what? We just have got to right this nation, man. Hey, Al, thank you, buddy. Have a good day.
One more thing. I want to thank Clear Channel and all the powers to be for bringing your voice out here for 2 years, allowing us to hear David Sirota, Christy Harvey, Mike Malloy, and Randy Rhodes, and yourself bringing you back to Denver. It's been awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, Al. Thanks for the kind words.
All right.
Have a good weekend. All right. David Sirota, by the way, will be here in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk about Ken Salazar and Joe Menem Lieberman. 7:47, 47 minutes past the hour. More of your calls coming up. Herb and Golden will talk to you. Bill in Denver will talk to you, and Steve in Highlands Ranch will get you on, too. And I got one open line at 303-713-7600.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
So slow on the south end of town, eastbound C-470. Kind of stop and go here, starting from Luce and all the way out to Quebec. Have a big multi-car crash on the left shoulder. It is in the process of getting completely cleared off the highway, but do expect those delays making that trip across Highlands Ranch. I-25 is great, downtown of the tech center, either side of the highway. It's southbound I-25, pretty standard delays from 104th to 84th in that trip across downtown. Hasn't been too bad on our eastbound routes. We are a little busy for 6th Avenue from Sheridan to I-25, but not quite as slow as we usually are, and the Boulder Turnpike on that approach to Federal to Pecos. Looking at your weather today, another sunny and hot one with late afternoon thundershowers. Highs expected to reach 95. We've warmed up to 70 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High defino.
High definition, sir.
So,
makes AM as clear as FM?
Has a definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higley definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
Kale's Investments would like to encourage parents to talk with your children about child abductions. Teach your children if anyone tries to give them something or take them somewhere, they should follow these three steps. Run away to the closest place where there are people who can help them. Yell for help, and then tell a grown-up what happened. For more information, contact your local child protection agency. This is brought to you by Kale's Investments. That's Kale's Investments. People who care about the safety of our children. Kale's Investments.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream. Except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-704-9938. 800-704-9938. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-704-9938. 800-704-9938.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
7:52, 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 95. Mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you. Good morning. Open phones, 303-713-7600. It's Friday. Let's celebrate. The weekend's coming. What do you got planned this weekend? I think I'll sleep through the entire weekend. They can wake me up on Monday morning at 3 a.m. Let's go to Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How are you this morning?
Hey, man. I'm doing okay.
Good. Hey, I'm a conservative. I was listening to what you were talking about earlier with the other gentleman in regards to talking to people. And Jay, honestly, I don't have a problem with that. I think it's a great idea, but I think it's naive to believe that you can talk with everybody. I think there are some people that you really can't. I mean, if you look at the Iranian president, for example, and keep in mind, understand that there's backdoor stuff that goes on with countries even like Iran, even like Syria, despite the fact that we may publicly say that we're not going to discuss anything with them. But the fact is you're dealing with a guy there who has already publicly said if he had nukes, that if he were to take out Israel, he would accept the nuclear retaliation from Israel because he could kill all of the Jews and they could only kill 7% of the Muslims. And I think if you look throughout history, Jay, there are certain times that there are some people that you're not going to be able to talk to. I mean, could the Jews have negotiated with Hitler? Could blacks in this country have negotiated with the horrible racists that we had, like George Wallace in the 60s or the 50s? No.
I think you bring up really valid points, but, you know, I counter that by saying that I'm not saying that you know, the talking to them alone will work, but you have to at least try it. And one thing you got to realize about people like the president of Iran, much of what they say and much of what has been said and much of the pronouncements they make are for the domestic population's consumption. To keep them rallied around the government. We won't know if we can work with them unless we try. And this administration refuses to directly talk to them. Now, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here, which has nothing to do with Tehran. There's an article, a little small article in the paper yesterday. I don't know if anybody ever saw it, but here's what's going on. The only talks we ever had with the Cubans was over migration. Those were the only high-level contacts we ever had with them. We would sit down with them every single year, and we would talk about migration. The idea behind this was so we didn't have a Muriel boat lift, okay, right. And we wouldn't have to worry about that. Now, we know things are shifting on the island, and we know that Fidel's days are numbered, and that there's going to be, at some time in the future, some kind of change. And there's going to be people there that are probably going to want to take off again. So instead of sitting there and working with them to try to figure out how to make it orderly and to do it right, this administration has broken off those talks and refuses to sit down and refuses to have migratory talks with them. Because they have this weird agenda about trying to change the island and about facilitating, making it easier for family members of Cubans that are already here to migrate, never mind the fact that, you know, we don't apply the same standard to Mexico or other parts of Latin America. Let me finish. Okay. So in other words, we're not talking to them. So what's going to end up happening is we're not going to know, and this administration freely admits that it doesn't know what's going on in Cuba, we're not going to know what's going on with the Cubans. We're not going to be ready if anything happens because we haven't sat down. We need to see, if we don't know that we can't talk to the Syrians because we've never sat down and tried to talk to them.
Well, two things. On the issue regarding Cuba, I would probably agree with you. I think that in that particular situation, we should sit down and talk with them. But here's something else that I look at, and I think I speak for a lot of conservatives in this particular arena. And I'm not bashing here, so just listen to what I'm saying. I look at the 90s, okay, when Bill Clinton was in office, and we did not have who in the world likes us, who doesn't like us. Everybody liked us. Everything was good. And, Jay, they were still planning 9/11 at that point. They were still attacking us in the Middle East. That's one of the key factors for me in my position right now and how we deal with the Middle East is even when everything was as good as it could be in the 90s with Bill Clinton in office, they still wanted to kill us.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what you're talking about? You're talking about non-state actors. You're talking about independent forces. You're talking about bin Laden
and
other radicals who wanted us basically out of Saudi Arabia and wanted us basically out of the Middle East. What we're having a discussion here about is not non-state actors. We're having a discussion here about state actors. Non-state actors fall into a totally, completely different category. I'm not saying, and have I never said, and I don't think anybody is saying, that we should sit down with Osama bin Laden or anybody else connected with those organizations and talk to them. We should kill them. But you know what? But they're not the same. That's not the same as talking to a state actor. A state actor is a total different situation.
I agree, Jay, but I think those state actors in the case of both Syria and Iran are using groups like Osama bin Laden as proxy fighters in their war.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, but you won't get them to stop, and you won't get them to do anything unless you engage them. And if you threaten them without engagement, then what ends up happening is they get defensive. The population rallies around them, which only makes them stronger. And then they turn around and they do things like build nuclear weapons, and they use us as a justification, and we've got to stop giving them excuses for doing something that's potentially destructive to mankind. I've got to go, Steve. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. All right. We'll continue. David Sirota coming up, and then we'll take more of your calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sounds even better with an HD radio. In high definition, we sound like an FM station.
Really?
Get all the details about HD radio on am760.net.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5, $10, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Sharon Alfonsi at Boston's Logan Airport, where National Guard troops are now on patrol after British police thwarted a terrorist plot to blow up 10 U.S.-bound jetliners. Passengers with early flights here today faced the long lines as they did yesterday at ticket counters and security checks. We've seen a few people here today say they actually missed their flights, even though they got to the airport 2 and sometimes 3 hours before the flight was supposed to take off.
I'm Larry Miller in London. Pakistan says it helped to break the plot to blow up U.S.-bound planes when it arrested two British nationals 8 to 10 days ago, who then spilled the beans on what was about to go down back home. British terrorism expert Alan Park says that's not surprising.
Yeah, I don't think sometimes there's any love lost between terrorists.
In Britain, the terror threat remains at critical, the highest level.
I'm Frank Sedapani. Back in this country, some flyers say they waited in line for 2 hours this morning to clear security and still didn't get close to the checkpoint.
It took an hour and a half to get a ticket, and I bet there's 50 people in front of me. So it's just kind of ridiculous that everyone here understands what's happening except for the ticket counters.
Others are upset about not being able to take drinks on board or have cosmetics and some other personal items in their carry-on bags. Aviation expert Michael Boyd blames the mess on government bumbling.
If we get to a situation where we have more of this knee-jerk kind of backing up of security because we can't do the job properly, and we're not doing the job properly, if we continue to do that, fewer people are going to fly.
In the Middle East, the rumble of Israeli tanks signaled another day of heavy shelling in South Lebanon. Hezbollah claims it knocked out an Israeli gunboat off the coast of Tyre, killing or wounding 12 crew members. Israel says it's not aware that any of its vessels has been hit. Toward the border with Syria, an Israeli airstrike that targeted a bridge killed at least a dozen people. At least 20 explosions from Israeli bombs rocked the Beirut area. In Israel, a pair of newspaper polls show the public's support for the war seems to be slipping. Here in New York a short time ago, Ambassador John Bolton said the UN is very close to a resolution on the fighting. He says it could come to a vote later today. Washington State has banned shellfish harvesting in the Seattle King County area. Health Department spokesman Frank Cox says shellfish in those waters could be carrying a deadly biotoxin that can cause paralysis.
It progresses as more of the toxin is absorbed into the body with motor incoordination. People actually might appear to look like they're drunk. They're having difficulty walking and talking.
The latest medical bulletin from Salt Lake City says the Heron sisters, who were separated surgically earlier this week, remain in critical condition. The four-year-old girls are likely to spend a few more days on the critical list. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 33 points, NASDAQ's down 12. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar.
Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
CompUSA email bag.
Today, Mike emails, Dear CompUSA, just how big is your back-to-school sale? Gargantuan, Mike. For starters, somebody's guaranteed to win $10,000 every day. 10 grand. Plus, there's hundreds of deals, like our lowest price ever on a 17-inch LCD monitor. Under 130 bucks after savings and rebate. It's now through Saturday at CompUSA. We got it. We get it. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. Void or prohibited. Store visit required. See store for details.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The price at the pump hits a new high in Colorado. Granted, we're talking tenths of a penny, but a gallon of regular is now averaging $3.76 a gallon.
And we tend to kind of lag behind. For example, today I noticed that the national average actually went down a cent from yesterday, whereas we went up a cent from yesterday.
Alexa Gromko with AAA Colorado. This record topping last year's record after Hurricane Katrina. AAA says prices may fall after Labor Day. A 23-year-old suspected of giving birth to a baby whose body was found on the back of a pickup truck is due in court today. Arapahoe County Sheriff's deputies arresting Christy Lee Cole yesterday after a man reported finding the infant's body in a truck that he'd bought from Cole's boyfriend in Strasburg. An initiative that would term limit judges of the Colorado Court of Appeals and Supreme Court will be on the November ballot. The Secretary of State's office announcing that backers of the initiative had gotten enough petition signatures to qualify. It will appear on the ballot as Amendment 40. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we're starting to see an early recovery for a lot of our highways, including the Boulder Turnpike and 6th Avenue. Speeds have picked back up along those eastbound stretches. It looks like southbound I-25 starting to loosen up on that north end of town. And I-25, we never did catch slowing north or south between downtown and the tech center. Getting a little better, too, for eastbound C-470. It's heavy in there yet from Lucent up through Quebec. The earlier multi-car crash there still over off to the left shoulder, but we're starting to see an increase in speeds on that trip across Highlands Ranch. Weather for today, mostly sunny and hot. Highs reaching 95 with more of those late afternoon thundershowers expected through. We've warmed up to 70 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Come to the Broker restaurant on your birthday, and they'll buy you dinner. Order whatever you want, even filet and lobster. Your dinner is free. Or bring someone on their birthday, and their dinner is free. Just show legal ID. Dinner on your birthday is free at the Broker restaurant. 17th at Champa downtown. Valet parking available.
Rockies fans, let's drown out those Cubs fans when they come to town this weekend. Wear your Rockies gear and come support the home team. Purchase your tickets at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout Stores, King Supers, or at ColoradoRockies.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could.
8:07, 7 minutes after 8. High today, 95 under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get back to open phones here in a minute. But right now we're going to talk to a friend of this show and one of the smartest guys I know, David Sirota. And we're going to talk about Ken Salazar's refusal to back Ned Lamont. Instead, saying that he's going to support Lieberman. I gave my word to Joe as a friend that I would support him in November. It would be unfair to Joe for me to change my mind. And, of course, David is the author of Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government, a must-read book, and How We Take It Back. You can also check out his great writings at davidsirota.com, which is a daily stop for me, and sometimes two and three times a day, depending on how much Dave writes how much he changes his blog. So let's say good morning to David Sirota. Dave, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet, man. And by the way, I heard that that interview that you did, the debate you did, I think it was on like a Radio Times, and I think you, what was that last guy? That guy's last name was Bear, and it was about Ned Lamont. And you really kicked that guy. I mean, you did a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, it's a pretty cut and dry issue. What's going on? I mean, you know, a guy wins the. Wins a Democratic primary, you know, the Connecticut taxpayers put on a pay for an election, and the other side is trying to pretend like that election didn't happen, that elections aren't important, and you know, I think it's a pretty easy thing to argue.
All right, let's talk about Ken Salazar. Many of us have called him. I've been talking about this since Ned Lamont won. It doesn't seem like I don't know if we can budge him. But I've been urging people to call him, call his Washington, D.C. office, call his local office. I called and sent email both. Let's talk a little bit about this. I mean, this is very frustrating.
Well, it's frustrating. I mean, let's just remember, though, I don't think Ken Salazar's endorsement is going to win or lose Joe Lieberman the election. I think that why Colorado folks should be concerned is that Ken Salazar is now going on record officially saying that he doesn't care about democracy, small d democracy, that elections to Ken Salazar are not important and not to be respected, that Ken Salazar's personal friendships are to be prioritized over the will of 300,000 voters who voted in that election. And so I think that that's what's really disturbing. It's a very sort of thuggish kind of attitude. It's an attitude that we're used to seeing from dictators in foreign countries. It's not an attitude I think we're used to seeing here in the United States, nor should we be used to seeing it here in the United States.
You know, the idea that you don't respect the process, I mean, I've said it on the air. Okay, granted, if it was on the Republican side, I wouldn't, you know, be raising such a fuss. But if somebody asked me if they thought that that was right, I would say no. I'm raising a fuss because it's on my side of the political spectrum, and I think there are a lot of us who realize that the Democratic Party has to change, that it's got problems, that it's by no means perfect, and we've got to change it. And Lamont, you know, is a big signal in the beginning of possibly of the change, and Salazar is basically standing in the way.
Right. And by the way, let's remember. The Democratic Party does need change, and that change was wrought through the ballot box, exactly where change is supposed to be brought through in a democracy. And so I think that you're absolutely right. The question is why is Ken Salazar putting a sort of obviously a very short personal friendship? I mean, I assume he hasn't known Joe Lieberman or been friends with Joe Lieberman until he got to the Senate. So why is he putting a short personal friendship over small d democracy and over a change for the Democratic Party that is clearly long overdue?
Well, Lieberman, as I understand it, did come here and campaign for Salazar.
Right, but again, I am never one to argue that Joe Lieberman is not, you know, he's apparently a very, very nice person in person. But that's really not the point in politics. What matters in politics is where these senators are casting their vote. You can be the nicest guy in America, and if you're casting votes to send more troops off to die in a war based on lies, if you're casting votes to privatize Social Security, if you're casting votes for all these corporate-written trade deals that sell out America, as Joe Lieberman has done, I don't care how nice a guy you are, you're bad for America. And more importantly, or more specifically, you're bad for the Democratic Party.
Yeah. I agree. And I think that, once again, we have to change things. And Ken Salazar, he's not respecting the process. He's not responsive to his own party. Even the chairman of the state Democratic Party has said that she disagrees with what he's doing. And I wonder how many rank and file Democrats living in this state would agree with Ken Salazar's stance.
Well, they just did a poll nationally of Democrats and how they feel about this race, and I think it was. Just came out yesterday, 80% of Democrats across the country are happy that Joe Lieberman lost. And I think it's in the 90s of people who don't want him to run as an independent. So I assume that that's probably fairly representative of most other states outside of Connecticut. And I think, look, I think the danger of people like Ken Salazar doing what he's doing is that he's legitimating, if you will, this kind of behavior. What happens next time if another person loses an election that Ken Salazar is friends with in the Senate club? Does that mean he and other senators are going to try to invalidate that election? It's really a very slippery slope when you start trying to invalidate elections.
Yeah, it really is. 8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our friend David Sirota on the line with us. Cheney, Melman, Tony Snow, I maintained earlier on the air that they had to know about this British plot, that trying to shop the idea that they only found out about it on Friday. The investigation had been going on since July of 2005. And suddenly they come out after Ned Lamont loses. And Cheney, Lieberman lost disturbing because Al-Qaeda is betting they can break the will of the American people. They knew the political landscape was changing.
Well, absolutely, and I wrote a long piece, a cover piece for The Nation in 2004. It was called, with sort of a tongue-in-cheek title, "Vote for Bush or Die." And what we did was we put the terror alerts that were going on that year and the year before, since 9/11, on the chronological a chart with major political events. And what you'll see is, and it's absolutely incredible, I mean, this is not conspiracy theory, it's absolutely incredible, that these terror alerts were happening right at very, very politically opportune times. I mean, it was really unbelievable. So that article is on my website. It's called Vote for Bush or Die, and I would encourage people to read that and understand that this administration has had no bones about using terror warnings for political ends. That's not to say that there wasn't a real threat or there wasn't a real plot. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that the release of the information about these terror plots has been very, very well timed to political events.
Yeah, and their surrogates are doing it too.
Absolutely. I mean, one thing that was funny, the way to think about this, a very general way to think about this is, remember how there were all those terror alerts right before the election? Well, immediately after the election, those terror alerts stopped. I mean, I don't think we've had a raise of the terror alert in a long time, and we certainly haven't had nearly as many before the election as we have had after the election. And I think that sort of says to you that these guys are really, really willing to use terror and the war on terror as a political weapon.
Do you think it'll work?
I don't think it'll work. I think as we move farther and farther away from 9/11, I think people are just as concerned about terrorism. That is, the ordinary citizen is just as concerned about national security and terrorism, but they're far less susceptible to political manipulation when it comes to terrorism. I think that, George Bush, in part because of the Iraq War and all of the happy declarations and declarations about WMD and the supposed connection between Saddam Hussein and 9/11, I think that now that has been so debunked, that people have realized so deeply how much of a lie that is, that people are rightly more suspicious of political manipulation when it comes to terrorism.
But what do you make of that poll, though, that was out here not too long ago? I think Harris did it. That one-third of the Americans still believe that there were WMDs in Iraq.
Well, look, I think that, remember, we're still getting over a massive propaganda campaign. I mean, let's remember how much propaganda was flooding this country when we went into Iraq and subsequent to it. So, look, there's always going to be people out there, or it's always going to take some time to really get 100% of the people to see the truth, if you can ever get there. What I'm really saying, though, is I think it's pretty clear, even among people who might still suspect that there were WMD in Iraq, totally inaccurately, but I think that there is some understanding, or a better understanding, that this administration plays fast and loose with the troops. With the truth, and that has made the public less susceptible to being manipulated when it comes to terrorism.
Let me go back to Lieberman Lamont for a second. Does Ned Lamont have the money to stay competitive with Joe Lieberman, or has Lieberman got this huge bank account, or did he blow a lot of it on the primary?
Well, I think Lieberman kept at least some amount of money in order to be able to run some modicum of a campaign. Remember, he had $1.5 million pumped into his campaign in the last 48 hours, much of it from pharmaceutical industry companies and the financial services firms. Lamont, I would suspect, will now be the beneficiary of a new fundraising surge of small donors on the Internet, and also some of the backers, at least some of the institutional backers that had given to Lieberman, like organized labor and like the environmental community, because he is now the Democratic nominee.
So he'll have the cash to be competitive. I mean, I intend once again to wheel around and make another contribution to his campaign, you know, even though I qualify and fall in the category of little donor, but I'm going to do it, and I suspect others are too. So,
yeah, the question is whether Joe Lieberman's money is going to dry up. The question is whether people are going to still give to him. My feeling is that the people who he raises money from are going to still give money to him. There was a fascinating story in the Hartford Courant, which had Lieberman's former chief of staff, who became an Enron lobbyist, held a big fundraiser for Lieberman right before the election in Washington, D.C. And he said, "We have to continue supporting Lieberman after the primary, even if he loses, because he was talking to lobbyists and lawyers in D.C., we know where Joe is on the issues that are of interest to us, and we don't know where Ned Lamont is on those issues." So that what it's really saying is that the money floodgates from corporate America will remain open for Lieberman, because Lamont is less predictable. They don't think Lamont's going to be as reliable a legislative favor granter as Lieberman has been.
All right, I'm going to ask you this question. I just want your gut answer. We have no way of knowing, but I'm going to ask it anyway because it's too far out. Does Lamont beat Lieberman?
Oh, I think he beats him. I think he beats him fairly handily. I think that nobody likes a loser, and nobody likes a sore loser, and nobody likes a bitter, angry politician. And Joe Lieberman, as he goes out and continues to repeat Republican talking points, is basically screaming to voters, "I am a sore loser." And I think that Lamont will consolidate the Democratic base. I think Lieberman's attempt to paint Lamont as some sort of extremist is hilarious. Part of the reason why he lost. I mean, you're not going to paint, for instance, a small businessman who made a very successful business and who is from a conservative part of the state into some wild left-wing liberal. You're just not going to do it. And so I think that Lamont will end up winning this pretty solidly.
He'll be able to win over independents?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think this has now become a situation where you can't portray Lamont as some sort of left-wing radical. And I think perhaps more importantly, the Iraq war and opposition to it is not a Republican or Democratic issue. Among independents, the Iraq war is just as unpopular as it is among core Democrats. And I think the more Lieberman goes out and likens, he said yesterday that essentially a vote for Ned Lamont is a vote for the terrorists. The more he says that, the more independent voters are going to be like, Joe Lieberman has lost control of his faculties. He's not fit to serve.
All right, David, it's good to have you on, man. You're one of the smartest guys I know, and it's a real pleasure to have you on, and you know we'll talk again.
Thanks, Jay. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much. There's David Sirota. Check out his writing at davidsirota.com, and pick up that book, Hostile Takeover, too, because, I mean, the book is a must-read. All right, back to open phones at 303-713-7600. Bill in Denver is up next, and we'll work through as many calls as we possibly can. I'll get them all on. Just have patience. I try to do the best job I possibly can with this, of getting everybody on. You know, we went through a period here where I had to beg and cajole to get you to call in. And I get people who send me emails and say things like, well, you didn't ask such and such question to such and such guest. Well, you know what? If I take phone calls with a guest, it's up to you to do some of the heavy lifting, not me. And I try to do the best I can to get everybody in, and we'll do.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
We are still kind of cranked in yet, eastbound C-470 from right around Santa Fe, getting out towards University. We had the earlier four-car crash at Quebec. That's gone now. Front of jam starting to break loose. Looking at your weather for today, another sunny and hot one with some afternoon thunder showers going to pop up here and there. Highs reaching right around 95. We've warmed up to 71 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic this morning for their new spicy Southwest breakfast burrito with crispy jalapeno strips and a spicy chipotle sauce. It's breakfast fired up. Try one this morning with your favorite drink because Sonic is your ultimate drink stop. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Ooh, I'll go for that right now. 823, 23 minutes after 8 here at AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Did you know that a dog was once the king of Norway? In the 11th century, the human king of Norway crowned his dog king. The dog held the title for 3 years. My dogs, Mary and I, our dogs, Coco and Jackson, have no king-like qualities. While they do like to be pampered like their royalty, they have no king-like qualities at all, and I wouldn't put them in charge of any nation. Although they might do a better job than what we got going on now. Anyway, listen, hey, how would your dog score if you assessed him on all six areas of pet health? Switch him to the newly reformulated Purina One Total Nutrition formulas, and I bet you he'd score even better. These three formulas are made with real lamb, real beef, and real chicken, plus rice and yogurt. Real ingredients, just like those you may look for in your own food. So why not try Purina One and see if the change in pet food can help change your dog's health for the better? Because you know what? I know it can. So, you know what? Get started on the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. Get started on the 30-Day Challenge today simply by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. You'll get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local PetSmart.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with Cityboy284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new S60 2.5T for $349 a month for 36 months. $33.39 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 827, 27 minutes after 8. High today, 95. Mostly sunny skies. It's open phones. It's Friday. Let's celebrate. The weekend is here. And let's get back on the phones. And we'll go to Bill in Denver. Bill, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
This your guest stole some of my thunder. The point about how just about every time Bush needs a terrorism alert when he drops in the polls or momentum's going the other way, shazam, there's a terrorism threat or alert. I don't know whether it's just some kind of cosmic coincidence or if he has anything to do with it. I mean, who knows that part, but it is stunning how often that happens.
Yeah, well, you know, when Kerry was running for president, when the DNC was going on in Boston, I was there, and suddenly the terror alert level goes up, and there was, you know what, there was nothing going on there. And plus, on top of that, even the people who were in the free speech area, there weren't more than 100 at a time that I saw. When I went over there to look at it, and I went over there and looked at it various times, I mean, there was no reason for that. There was nothing going on. But it's almost as if this administration, and it's like David Sirota said, I mean, you go look at the record, it's almost as if, like, these things go up whenever there's some political advantage or political gain. And I'm like David Sirota. I'm not saying that this thing in Britain is not true, because it is. I'm not saying there are not, you know, people out there trying to hurt us, because there are. I think we all realize that. I think, you know, regardless of what the administration says, most Americans understand what the stakes are and understand what's going on all sides of the political spectrum. But, yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, that these things go up and down like this.
Well, the odds are so much against it. But right after Lieberman got whooped, and then I heard Republican mouthpieces saying, oh, you vote for Lamont, and there could be terrorism. I was telling my friends, anybody want to bet with me that within a week there'll be a terrorism alert? Nobody wanted to do it. And regarding a couple of things that I heard callers say, somebody saying that you can't talk with these guys. Actually, have you, I'm sure you have, tried to talk with a rabid right-wing conservative? Aye, it's almost impossible to talk with them. But, you know, you can talk with the Iranians. I know that because Reagan talked with them while we had hostages and was able to generate the October surprise that helped propel the neoconservatives into the limelight. So Reagan proved that you can talk with the Iranians.
Well, I don't believe you can't talk to a rabid, hard right-wing conservative. I don't think that you're going to get guaranteed results. I don't think that you can. I mean, I think it's hard to break through. I think if they want to engage in an honest exchange of ideas, if they're out looking for trouble, which is basically that they just want to attack you, or they just want to attack progressives or people on liberals or just people who are moderates or people who don't agree with them, then no, you're not going to get anywhere. But I think that if you sit down with them and try to reason and try to deal with them, once again, no guaranteed results. But, you know, at least you can try, and at least you find out where they're coming from. I have conservative friends.
And I
engage them. And sometimes they'll acknowledge what I'm saying is okay. Sometimes they'll reject it. And I reject what they say, and sometimes I acknowledge what they say is true. But as long as you're talking, at least there's something going on.
Well, the pattern I've noticed is that there will be this, you know, they'll go through the talking points, and if that doesn't work, they'll get angry, and if that doesn't work, they'll start name-calling. And that's the pattern that I've seen.
Yeah, but you know what? When they do that to you, what you got to do is you got to hold them to the point, which is to say to them, don't stray off, and don't name-call, because that's not going to work. That's not an effective strategy. Let's get back to what we were talking about. Let's keep it on the subject. I'd like you to, you know, answer answer my question. I mean, that's all you can do. You can't, you know, you can't browbeat them. But this idea that this country can go around to everybody who doesn't see things the way we see it and threaten them with imminent harm or attack, it, you know, you can't be at war with the entire world. I mean, it's just not going to work. It can't work. It just won't work.
Can't think of a better way to make enemies. Anyway, another caller, because I know you've got a lot of callers and want to
get
people.
I got to get the traffic.
But, you know, somebody said that the Ayatollah was a liberal. That's nonsense. He was a religious conservative. And the last point, and we could talk about either of them if you have time, but, you know, the conservatives always want to go back to the 90s regarding bin Laden. Why don't we go back to the 80s when Read My Lips Bush was out there training bin Laden? They don't seem, they want to go back into the 90s a lot, but let's go back where all this really started, when the Republicans, when former CIA director Read My Lips Bush was training bin Laden to attack the Soviets, and shazam, he turns around and attacks us. Who trained him? Well, the Republicans did.
Well, well, Democrats also had a hand in that, too. You got to be honest. We also had a hand. Democrats also had a hand in funding that whole thing against the Mujahideen, I mean, against the Russians, because we thought it was a good tactical move at the time. But you're right. Well, they cherry-pick information, and to a certain extent, we all kind of do that. But I think that that they have a tendency to do it more. Listen, I got to run, Bill. Thank you.
Take
I appreciate
care.
The call. All right, it's 8:33. Traffic with Aaron O'Neill. Aaron, you don't have time for my BS. So just tell us what the commute time is.
Well, the commute time's looking really, really good right now. In fact, we're seeing an early end for a lot of our routes, including the Boulder Turnpike, 6th Avenue, I-70, all back to normal. Still kind of slow off the north end of town for southbound I-25 in between 104th and 84th, and still pretty packed in across downtown. But overall, the I-25 corridor is starting to make a nice recovery here. Eastbound C-470 is also looking better. It's busy from Broadway out past University. Had earlier problems near Quebec. Those have long since cleared off. Weather today, sunny, hot, up to 90.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Other progressives before the show? AM 760 has your exclusive pass to our Al Franken pre-show party at Bayou Bob's. Stop by Bayou Bob's next to the Paramount between 5 and 7 p.m. on August 24th and receive pre-show appetizers and drink specials available only to Progressive Club members. Not a Progressive Club member? Log on to am760.net to register and get all the details. It's a pre-party before the Al Franken show with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Why do Aspen Goodyear stores stand out? They are the largest independent Goodyear dealer in the state. They offer the best prices and fastest service anywhere with 5 locations to serve you. Aspen Goodyear are the experts that run My Auto Help Center, saving consumers hundreds of thousands of dollars. They offer full service with certified ASC technicians and absolutely the best prices on tires. Plus a free alignment when you buy 4 tires. 303-771-9800. That's 771-9800.
Our children are our future. We're the Urban League of Metropolitan Denver, and we're expanding our 60-year legacy by giving our children a free, cutting-edge online education.
It creates an individual learning plan for the students.
By partnering with local churches and Hope Online, we're offering customized learning for students K-5 through 12. Give your child hope.
Come check out Hope. Give Hope a chance.
Visit denverurbanleague.org. For details, call the Urban League at 303-388-5861, extension 115.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80/20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
Match.com's marketing campaign has worked too well. Thousands of the world's most captivating women have registered with Match.com. So men, now's your chance to see what it's like to have the odds in your favor. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Don't you hate losing things? Like your wallet, or your cell phone, or worse yet, a treasured keepsake. That can really hurt. But what about losing faith in a person? Especially someone you trust, like a friend or a loved one. Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave has given us hundreds of reasons to lose our faith in her. She consistently voted against allowing federal stem cell research that could lead to treatments for horrible diseases. Musgrave took tens of thousands in campaign contributions from Tom DeLay, the guy who spread corruption around Washington like a virus. And while those with guts in Congress seek the truth about forced abortions in U.S. territory, Musgrave turned her back on the unborn to protect her political cronies. In fact, Marilyn Musgrave embodies everything that's gone haywire in Congress these days. And boy, have we lost faith in them.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
You're getting up on the left side of the bed with my buddy Jay Marvin. This is Ed Schultz. Today at 1, I'll be with you in the left lane on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh yeah, it's G-Law. Special song. Yeah, this first song is dedicated.
All right, it's 837, 37 minutes after 8. And I keep saying all right for it. It's like, well, Blitzer says, what are you picking up now? I'm, you know, starting to get into this crutch thing. I got a lot of these crutches I got to eliminate. High today, 95, mostly sunny. Jay Marvin along with you. Let's go back. It's open phones. And we go to Doug in Aurora, who's been hanging on. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. I got a question for you. About a month ago, Fox News, NBC, and the New York Times, and Rick Santorum reported that there were 500 chemical weapons of mass destruction found in Iraq in the form of sarin gas and artillery shells. Or do you consider those weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah, I do, except you're not reporting the facts accurately. The New York Times did not say that. What the New York Times said was that those shells had been found, but the Pentagon experts had come forward and said that those shells were left over from the 80s and that they had been degraded and were of no use.
So those aren't weapons of mass destruction in your... Even though the military...
But they had been there since the 80s, and that the Pentagon knew that they were there, and that the administration, and that this country, that they had been degraded, and that they were not of functional use and could not be used in warfare. So they were not the mushroom cloud they were not the mushroom cloud that Condoleezza Rice led us to believe that they were, and that Tony Blair said were 45 minutes from launch from Britain. Did Condoleezza Rice make a statement about a smoking gun in a mushroom cloud? Yes or no?
I don't know. I don't know about this.
But wait a minute. How come you don't know about
that? I don't know, Jay.
Why don't you know?
I'm corrected on what you just said. I was not aware that they were degraded. All I remember is Rick Santorum was raising a bunch of ruckus about it and then never went anywhere. So I'm not arguing what you said. If you're telling me Condoleezza Rice said something about a mushroom cloud, then I believe you. But I called about Ned Lamont.
Okay.
And I think the DNC should do two things. Number one, they should take him... pull him off of all of the committees, take him out of every committee, like you folks were saying Wednesday morning.
Oh no, you mean Lieberman.
Lieberman, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Lieberman, excuse me.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, Lieberman, pull him off of every committee, and then the DNC needs to go on their front door and put a big poster say Jews need not apply.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. What does the Jews need not apply business mean?
Well, you just kicked out the most powerful Jew in the United States Senate.
I didn't kick out the most powerful Jew in the United States Senate, and it wasn't about his religion. What it was about is, it was about the fact that he's on the wrong side of mainstream America, that there is a public opinion research poll, and that polls have shown consistently that 60% to 66% of people in this country are sick of the war. They're sick of the direction. They want to change. And Joseph Lieberman was on the wrong side of that issue. Plus, the other thing is that he was so busy running around the country, getting on talk shows, and doing other things, that if you go and look at the exit poll interviews of people, that they said that he wasn't paying attention to them, and that he wasn't in Connecticut enough of the time, and that he wasn't paying attention to his constituents. And whether he's a Jew, a Christian, or whatever he is, you know what? Constituents who are not satisfied with their representatives have every right to go to the polls in a primary and kick them out. So don't bring up the thing about Jews, you know what? Because that has nothing to do with it. That's an absurdity.
Give me a second to talk. You've had your 30 seconds. What do you think if you took a poll in the Jewish community about the war in Iraq and the war on terrorism? I have a funny feeling the Jewish community has a different perspective when Israel is being bombed by terrorists in Lebanon, and I have a funny feeling that the Democratic Party is probably going to lose 100, 200, 300,000 votes out of the Jewish community because you guys voted for, because the Democratic Party elected a cut-and-run Ned Lamont.
All right, first of all, are you Jewish?
No, I'm not Jewish.
Do you have a
poll? I know you're Jewish, but that's not the issue.
All right, but you're Jewish or not Jewish? Wait a minute. Do you have a poll site to back that guess up?
I just think...
Well, if you're going to make a statement, why don't you have any facts to back that up? As a matter of fact...
You don't have a poll to say your statement either.
As a matter of fact...
You have a Jewish poll about the terrorism.
Nobody's ever broken that down, but you know what? 66%. So that's got to... 60 to 66%. So that's got to include Jews. Are object to the course. Object. Let you know what I gave you your 30 seconds. Now please give me my respect to my 30 seconds.
I'm giving to. Let's have a civilized conversation.
Yeah,
let's
go ahead. Then that's got to include Jews. And finally, let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
You use the term cut and run. What's Ned Lamont's plan for getting out of Iraq?
Ned Lamont's plan after his victory speech said, "It's time to bring our troops home," and the whole crowd started.
What's
bring
his plan?
Them home, bring them home, bring them. The whole chant in the whole victory speech was, it's time to bring our troops home, and there was a big chant there. Ed Lamont's strategy is bring them home.
What's the plan? How's the plan? What's his plan to do that?
Cut and run.
No, what's his plan? Where did he say that?
He said that in his victory speech.
No, he has
election.
You know what?
He
has a plan, but you don't know what it is, because what you're doing is you're calling up, and you're repeating talking points that were fed to you by right-wing radio stations. When the fact is, do you want to hear his plan?
Tell his plan. I'm ready to listen.
Okay, his plan says nothing about cutting and running any place.
Nobody can use that terminology.
You know what? If you're not going to let me talk, pal, I'm going to tell you something. You know what?
Hey,
you're pressing my temper. Yeah, that's right. Get off. You know what? See? There you go. You try, but you can't reach some people. You're right about that. And he also lied, by the way. He also called and told John Turk that he wanted to talk about Ned Lamont and what a great guy Ned Lamont was. So he snuck under the radar under false pretenses, but I didn't hang up on him. I let him on. And who's better, me or Rush Limbaugh? I think that's for people to decide. But I don't think it's a contest between me and Rush Limbaugh, Doug, because I think Rush Limbaugh's on in a different time period. You know, it's just so sad that there are extreme right-wing elements out there like Doug who have to lie to get on the radio and then engage in that kind of behavior. And Ned Lamont's plan is redeployment. There's nothing in there about cutting and running. It's redeployment. And you know what? Last thing to you, Doug. You sound young. The age of getting in the military has now been extended to 42. If you're so gung-ho, why don't you go sign up?
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Still a little slow coming in from Thornton and Norkland this morning, but overall an increase in speeds on that southbound I-25 drive. It's the drive across downtown. We're really starting to bog down from I-70 to Spear. Always one of the last areas to recover. And southbound 225, a little heavy on that approach to Yosemite down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Eastbound C-470's made a nice recovery after clearing off an earlier multi-car crash at Quebec. And it looks like both directions of I-70 checking clear from Aurora all the way out to Wheat Ridge. Weather today, sunny, hot, up to 95 for a high with more of those afternoon thundershowers. Up to 75 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With Jeep, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus well-qualified buyers.
The only number you need to know is 303-7 Windows.
Save big on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Now buy one window, get the second window for a dollar.
The only number.
Get the good stuff.
Summer heat got your car's AC system gasping for breath? Napa Auto Parts has the answer. The Quest Auto Air Conditioning Recharge Kit has everything you need to recharge your car's air conditioning system in just 10 minutes. Its Sub-Zero Synthetic AC Booster gives you up to 18% colder air. It can even help improve gas mileage by reducing engine drag. Stop by Napa today and pick up your air conditioning recharge kit for just $29.99. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
is from the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler on Arapahoe Road in Centennial. For appointments, call 798-2305.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:49, 49 minutes after 8. High today, 95. Mostly sunny skies. All right, you know what? I got to give this story to you. Now, I consider this to be a bombshell, but maybe you won't consider it to be a bombshell. But I think it's very telltale, and I argued not only with people on this radio station about this, but this totally and completely blows the whole right-wing thing. I mean, it blows it totally away. This is in the New York Times. It's just a small article, and it's in this morning's New York Times. Immigration and job links is disputed. In the furious debate over immigration, advocates of reducing the inflow have argued that millions of foreigners who came to the United States in the last decade took jobs from American workers. But a study released yesterday by the Pew Hispanic Center found there was no evidence to support the claim for the country as a whole. The study, based on Census Bureau data, found that 14 states with high immigration rates after 1990, including Texas, Nevada, and Georgia, also had higher than average employment rates for American-born workers. Those 14 states accounted for 24% of American workers. But in the 8 states that had big increases in immigrants in the same period, among them Arizona and Tennessee, employment rates for American workers were below average. Those states were home to 15% of American workers. The study concluded that there was no consistent link between surging growth in immigration and declines in employment for Americans. We find no pattern, says Rakesh Kocher, the author of the study. We cannot say with certainty that the growth of foreign-born population has either hurt or helped native-born workers. Even in the recession and slow recovery since 2001, there was no consistent pattern to show that increases in immigration hurt the job prospects of American workers across the country, the study found. Instead, the pace of economic growth in a state was more likely to determine whether American workers lost out in competition with immigrants. The study did not address the impact of immigration on wages. The Pew Hispanic Center is a nonpartisan research organization in Washington that does not make policy recommendations. In the study, they looked at the census data from 1990, 2000, and 2004 to chart the increase in immigrant populations in states and the employment of American-born workers in 2000 and 2004. The study confirmed that the boom of the 90s brought surges in immigration to states that had not seen such intense flow, including Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, where immigrant populations increased more than 200%. From 2000 to 2004, the study found increases in immigrants coincided with higher employment rates for American workers in 27 states in the District of Columbia, which encompasses 67% of the workers born in the United States. So this whole idea that, you know, they're taking our jobs turns out from the Pew Hispanic Research Center to be wrong. Okay, so you can send me an email now and apologize for beating me up for saying that I wasn't concerned about it and that I don't care about American jobs. And watch and see that if on KOA and KHOW and the other talk stations in town, watch and see if that story gets covered, because I guarantee you it won't. Let's go to Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Just let you know right up the front, boy, what a call to have to follow.
it's okay.
I'm a registered independent. And I feel like I do have a dog in this race, though, because, we got to get these Republicans out of office. This is genuinely a threat to the country. But I agree with you about Lamont and Lieberman in that Lieberman shouldn't be running as an independent. It's not helpful. It's not helpful to the party. It's not going to be helpful to him because, tactically, I don't see how he can win. But the problem I had, and I've listened to David Sirota many times, the tone of the piece that you guys did together was, heck, we do need to change, or I say we. I voted Democrat for the last two election cycles. But the Democratic Party does need to change, but I don't think they need to change into the Republicans. Accusing Lieberman of being anti-democratic because he wants to run again, I don't think it's appropriate. And accusing Ken Salazar of being anti-democratic because he wants to keep his word, I would have thought that keeping one's word would be a plus for a politician. I think he's making a mistake, but I can appreciate what he's doing. But
I think it is being anti-democratic because the taxpayers of Connecticut, just like if it happened in this state, paid to have a primary system. If you run in the primary system and you run as a stated member of a party, Democrat or Republican, or Green, or Independent, or whatever it is you run, that's what you are. And then to turn around and say, well, I lost by 10,000 votes, so that doesn't really matter, I'm going to run anyway, you're disrespecting the process. In other words, instead of doing that, why didn't he just do this? Why didn't he just say, okay, I'm going to run as an independent? Because what he did was he's not respecting the will and the democratic outcome of a democratic election. It's like a third world dictator who says, all right, let's have an election. And they have elections. And he loses. So then he turns around and says, well, you know what? Those elections were fixed. I can't stand behind them, so therefore I'm going to remain in power. The fact is, that's being anti-democratic with a small d. That's disrespecting the process, and there's no need to have a process if you're not going to respect it. I mean, you're setting everybody up for something that isn't fair, that's not right, that they don't need to go through. And as I said all morning, if it were happening on the Republican side, I probably wouldn't you know, be this outspoken, but if somebody in the Republican, if a Republican called me up and said, well, you know, Mark Holtzman refuses to accept the outcome and is going to run as an independent, and he had lost to Bob Beaupre, I would say that that's wrong. That, you know what, that the Republican voters in the state of Colorado had decided that they wanted Bob Beaupre, they wanted both ways Bob, instead of Holtzman, and Holtzman should respect that. Otherwise, why spend the money? Why go through the whole process? What's the point?
Well, for no doubt that Lieberman has shown his stripes as a Democrat, in that he has proven that he'll do anything to get elected. Fortunately, he does not have the power to declare the election null and void. Truly anti-democratic behavior would have to be something like a state secretary of state also being the chairman of a campaign committee in that state.
But he's doing.
I think you know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
and having the federal Supreme Court decide who's going to be president. These are anti-democratic.
Yeah, I agree. But what I'm saying to you is, he's being anti-democratic by disrespecting a democratic process and by saying that he said in his concession speech, I cannot let these results stand. That's being anti-democratic.
Now, fortunately, the people of Connecticut are going to have the opportunity to make him pay for that.
Well, we'll see. Hey, Kevin, thank you, man.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. We'll continue with open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Time.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sounds even better with an HD radio. In high definition, we sound like an FM station.
Really?
Get all the details about HD radio on am760.net.
Top three reasons I'm getting organized? Number three, the only space in my bedroom is on my bed, and I'm not giving that up. Number two, I should be able to fit at least one car in the two-car garage. And number one, getting organized just got a lot easier.
Organize your home for less at the Home Depot Summer Storage Event. From garage storage systems to adjustable bookshelves to the latest colorful totes and accessories, it's storage as decor at special prices. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
I'm so busy at work, Dr. Phil, I don't have any time ever, and I wouldn't know where to look.
Well, don't just sit around whining about what you don't have. Go out and create what and who you wish was in your life.
Somehow, I knew you were going to say that.
Look, don't dream, do. Don't want, get.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Larry Miller in London, where the investigation continues into the alleged plot to blow U.S.-bound passenger planes out of the sky. 24 British Muslims were arrested, and they're still being questioned, but no charges yet. Home Secretary John Reid admits he's not 100% sure they have everyone involved.
We think that the main suspects are in custody. But we always err on the side of caution.
And that's why Britain is keeping the terror threat level at critical. Reid said Britain is engaged in a long, wide, and deep struggle with the forces of terror. Outside the East London mosque, where many of those arrested pray, the imam asked his community to cooperate with the investigation, but he had this word of caution.
Despite what is being said in the media, those arrested are innocent until proven guilty.
And the European Union has just announced it's bringing aviation experts together next week to discuss how to make flying less susceptible to terror attacks. Live in London, I'm Larry Miller, CBS News.
At airports around the country, air travelers are adjusting to tighter security. Reporter Dave Cohen of CBS affiliate WWL has more from New Orleans.
passengers we're talking to at Armstrong International tell us they're traveling lighter than ever, making sure they check as much luggage as they can. And they say they understand not only the first check here at the security checkpoint, but also a secondary check before they board the plane at the gate.
Look, as long as they don't blow up our planes, they can do anything. I mean, I'm not hiding anything, so they can look all they want.
Well, I think it's necessary. I think it's kind of untimely, you know, since I'm flying today.
Passengers tell us they're getting here earlier than ever to make sure they have plenty of time, and carrying on less than ever. At Armstrong International, Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Upbeat words from Washington's U.N. Ambassador John Bolton says he and other diplomats are nearing final wording on a resolution aimed at halting Middle East fighting. And that optimism is echoed by France's ambassador.
Yes, we are close. Yes, answer, we are close.
Bolton says he expects a vote by day's end. How is the diplomacy playing in Israel? Live in Jerusalem, and CBS News correspondent Robert Berger.
Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is expected to accept the U.N. resolution under U.S. pressure, but it's not winning him points with the Israeli public. Polls show Olmert's approval rating has plunged after a month-long Israeli assault failed to stop Hezbollah rocket attacks. 100 rockets fell on northern Israel today. One columnist said Olmert promised victory, but he delivered a humiliating defeat. Live in Jerusalem, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
A moderate earthquake jolted Mexico City, a magnitude 5.9 tremor. CBS News reporter Adrian Bard's in the capital.
There was shaking felt in some parts of the city, though it was mostly very light. Some buildings downtown were evacuated as a preventive measure, and there were reports of broken glass on the ground.
Checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 24. This is CBS News.
CompUSA email bank.
Jesse emails, Dear CompUSA, are you guys really giving away 10 grand? You better believe it, Jesse. $10,000. And there's a guaranteed winner every day, now through Saturday. As if that's not enough, we're also putting all our Apple computers on sale for the first time ever. It's all part of CompUSA's huge back-to-school sale, where we got it, we get it.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. Void or prohibited. Store visit required. See store for details.
Come into your local Goodyear retailer for the Goodyear MVP Tire Sale. Plus, get up to a $40 cash card with a purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. And ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80 on qualifying purchases. Our lineup is stacked from top to bottom with Goodyear's most valuable products, like the award-winning Assurance and Forterra tires featuring triple tread technology. Hurry, because both the Goodyear MVP Tire Sale and cash card offers end August 26th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the complete details and the retailer near you. Certain restrictions apply.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Things going a little bit smoother today at DIA after long security lines yesterday. This passenger flying into DIA yesterday from New York.
We got there a little early, having heard in the morning what happened. And all things considered, it wasn't that bad. We got through security fairly quickly. They were very thorough, shoes off, belt off, the full Monty. And they seemed to really be on top of things, or that's how it appeared.
Again, today, if you are flying, the TSA continues to enforce the no liquid rule. No beverages, cream, shampoo, toothpaste, etc. will be allowed on any carry-on. Only baby formula and proof of medications will be allowed. Some Fort Carson soldiers are due to return from Iraq this fall, but they may only have about 11 months at home before they head back. Members of the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, some of them serving their second tours of duty in Iraq, had been expected to be here at Fort Carson for 2 years. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we saw a nice recovery across our highways. There are a couple of slow areas, and one of them due to a late accident here. Westbound 6th Avenue approaching Sheridan. Have a multi-car crash that's hanging up the right side of the highway, so bear to the left there. But we are quickly jamming back to Federal. If you're making that drive into Lakewood, expect those delays. Of course, southbound I-25 still slow to recover here from 38 to Spear. It's still slow go. That's going to be the only stretch to cost you really any significant time. Everywhere else, we've loosened up just a little heavy southbound 225 on that approach to I-25. Looking at your weather today, mostly sunny and hot, up to 95 for a...
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain.
call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
You being here this morning, and I almost brought in this morning for Turk to play, but Turk doesn't like this. And so I said this morning to Mary. He doesn't like this, but maybe I'll force him to do it on Monday. There's a soundtrack to that Leonard Cohen movie called I'm Your Man, and I was going to have him play cuts off that, but he takes great pride in choosing the music that we play. So he would resist that. He would play like maybe one cut if I said, well, start with, Everybody Knows by Rufus Wainwright and play this, and then, let's play from this. He would play that one cut at 6:20 in the morning, and then conveniently it would get shuffled aside, and we would never hear it again. Because that's how he operates.
That's not true at all. I'd be more than happy, whatever music catalog you have at home and you want to bring it in and share it with our audience, fine by me. I have no problems whatsoever. I wouldn't shuffle it back into like the shelf back here. I wouldn't do that to you.
Well, you did it when I brought in that Graham Parsons CD.
No, I didn't. I don't know the Graham Parsons CD, so I'm not going to dig through it and try to find something that's good, what we call in the business bumper music. But, you got to give me a little more guidance. Say, hey, Turk, I want tracks 5, 7, 9, and 11. You know, that makes it a little easier.
Load it into the machine, put it on cue, listen through, and use your own judgment because you're a grown, intelligent adult. And if you can spend time looking at women's pictures on the internet, because you're the world's largest gland, you can spend time listening to a CD. I don't want to interrupt your morning activities, but I know that you can do this for me. Can't you?
I'd be more than happy to.
All right, maybe I'll bring it in on Monday. All right.
Now leave me alone. I'm going to go look at some girls on the internet.
Yeah, his latest passion is Delia Gallagher, the faith and values correspondent on CNN. What's that website you go to look at those women on CNN?
I don't know what the website is, but you just Google CNN babes and you can look up all the women in the newscast.
Are we being sexist?
You're not. Maybe I am, but no, I don't think it is.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask. Let's go to Jim in Netherlands. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I'm with you. I love Graham Parsons. Thanks for bringing that up.
You know what? No problem. And I'll tell you what, just to reward you for that, I'll bring in either that tribute CD that Emmylou Harris put together, or I'll bring in some Graham Parsons and play it next week.
Yeah, the more pedal steel, the better.
You got it, brother. I'm with you.
Okay. The reason I called, I just wanted to bring this discussion about Ned Lamont and Joe Lieberman back to Colorado in a way, if you would. And that is, were you around in the mid-90s when we reelected Ben Ninehorse Campbell?
No, I missed that, too.
Okay, well, I was here, and I've been here for quite a while, and I was a Democrat and have been a Democrat, and I voted for Ben Ninehorse Campbell to be reelected to the Senate. And then shortly thereafter, it seemed like only a month or so, he switched and became a Republican. And boy, I was pretty offended by that, and it really kind of hit a raw nerve. And I guess what I'm trying to bring up here is that raw nerve is the same raw nerve that I felt when I read that article on the Rocky Mountain News on Wednesday that Ken Salazar wrote about supporting Joe Lieberman. And here's why, is that the voters in Connecticut, you know, had a primary and they chose their nominee. And I really don't think it's any of Ken Salazar's business to oppose the nominee that was in the state of Connecticut. And I kind of likened that that lack of allegiance to the party to the same thing where Ben Nighthorse Campbell just kind of like turned on us and just turned Republican right after we voted him into office.
Yeah, I can see where you would see those two things as being linked up. If you're a Democrat, you're supposed to number one support other Democrats. You're free to criticize them. You're free to say that you don't agree with them, but in the end, you support them, and most of all, and if you're a Republican, I think it ought to be the exact same thing. But most of all, you respect the primary outcome. I mean, that's what you do because that's why they have it. If you're not going to respect it, yeah, then there's no point in engaging in it. And I think that you're right about that. I mean, I think that it's wrong of Ken Salazar.
Well, think back to our primary that we had when the outcome of it in the most recent election when Ken Salazar was elected. The primary was between him and Mike Miles.
Right, right.
And, I liked both of them. I liked Mike Miles and I liked Ken Salazar. It seemed like up against Pete Coors that Ken Salazar was going to be a better bet to run against Pete Coors. And, you know, at all costs, we didn't want Pete Coors to get into office. I volunteered, and it wasn't just for Ken Salazar. It was also for John Kerry, who wasn't also my first choice. I mean,
he wasn't mine either.
I worked with the Boulder County Democrats and made, somewhere around 700, 800 phone calls, to get out the vote. And Ken Salazar was in my speech that I gave on the phone to all the people to get out the vote. And, I felt like I also knocked on some doors over in Thornton, the couple of days before the election to get out the vote and, wore Ken Salazar sticker on the front of my coat while I did it. So I feel like I campaigned for the guy, even though he wasn't my first choice. And now to have him just sort of say, well, I'm going to stick with Lieberman, that just sort of hits the same raw nerve as Ben Nighthorse Campbell. Anyway, that's my point. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, well, I can understand where you're coming from, and I think that somebody should sit down and ask Ken Salazar, what would you have done and what would you have felt if you won the primary and beat Mike Miles and Mike Miles turned around and said, okay, you know what, I can't let the results of this stand, so therefore I'm going to run as an independent. It would be the same thing as if Mark Holtzman had said, all right, I'm not going to respect the results of the Republican primary and I'm going to run as an independent. Republicans would be furious with him. They were furious with him over his challenging of the results and going through all of that hoopla. And Ken Salazar would be furious if Mike Miles had done that. So I don't understand where Ken Salazar, I don't understand where he's coming from. And the previous caller who said that, who's an independent, who said that, he's keeping his word and isn't that admirable for a politician, I think that you can explain that the guy's a friend of yours, but that there are larger things going on than your friendship with somebody, and that you have to respect the process, because I think respect of the process is the tantamount, the most important thing going. I mean, this is why we have these disputes over GOP voter suppression tactics and about what happened in 2000 and 2004 and Kenneth Blackwell in the state of Ohio.
Yep.
I mean, that's why we have all of this, because you want to respect and you want to revere the process.
Yep. Look at Senator Dodd, who's the other senator in Connecticut. He supported Joe Lieberman up until Ned Lamont won the Democratic primary, and then I think he did the right thing by coming out and saying, look, Ned Lamont's the nominee. I got to support Ned Lamont. It's like, that's it.
Yep.
I mean, and I think that Ken Salazar just needs to rethink this, and I think he's a reasonable man. I'm not going to say I'm not going to support Ken Salazar in the future because I think Ken Salazar needs to rethink this and come out and change his mind.
Well, I think he does too, and hopefully if enough of us put pressure and make our voices heard, maybe, you know what, maybe, and he can show that he's really a stand-up guy, maybe he'll listen to us. Jim, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. You know, I'd do the same thing. I mean, I supported Peggy Lamb in the 7th Congressional District race. I'm not ashamed of that. But she didn't win. Now, if she turned around and said, I'm going to run as an independent in that district, I would still support Ed Perlmutter. Ed Perlmutter has my total and complete support. I sent him a campaign contribution via his website yesterday. Maybe it was the day before. And I'm behind the guy 100%. And I'll help him out any way I possibly can. Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I really agree with what your previous caller just said. I also wanted to add a couple things. The primary election is an internal governing thing of a political party. That's why they don't allow Republicans to vote in Democratic primaries and vice versa.
They do in some states, but you're right.
Mostly they don't. So why would the Democratic Party choose a candidate whose strongest support are right-wing Republicans? It doesn't make any sense. Why would they choose Joe Lieberman when his strongest base of support seems to be, especially since after the election, right-wing Republicans? That makes zero sense. So I believe that if Joe Lieberman is a Republican, then he should run as one.
Well, what he's trying to do is, if you look at his public statements, he's trying to pass himself off as the great bipartisan voice of moderation in the Senate. And the thing where that doesn't work is that there are a lot of Democrats and Republicans, both sides of the aisle, who have gotten together in bipartisan manners to work out good legislation. There are experienced politicians on both sides of the aisle who have done this. Lieberman is not the only one.
That's right.
And the fact is that despite what all the Dick Cheney says, despite what all the talking heads, the pundits say, despite what, Cokie Roberts, fired the opening shot kind of on This Week with George Stephanopoulos last week, where she said, well, this would be a disaster and it'll push the party to the left and blah, blah, blah. What he's espousing is not a wild-eyed, liberal, progressive, left-wing, soft on terrorism position. What he's reflecting is the position of mainstream America, where 60% to 66% say that they want a change of direction, that they're tired of the war, and then if you break that polling down, then there are sections of people who have different ideas on what to do. For the first time now, more and more people are saying they want a withdrawal plan to take effect a year from now. He's reflecting a mainstream position. It's Joe Lieberman. That's out of touch. It's the people over on the other right-wing talk stations that are out of touch with basically what's going on with the American public.
Well, Jay, especially since after the election, when you look at who has been very supportive of Joe Lieberman, people like Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Pat Robertson, James Dobson, this is not a Democratic candidate, I'm sorry. It just isn't. And I agree with you that they're the ones who are not waking up to see what the feelings of the American public are, and I really hope that's reflected in the polls. I hope this is just a sign of things to come.
Well, the polling is out there. The trouble, on a variety of issues, from Social Security to the war to health care, their polling is out there. The question is whether we as Americans finally stand up and start to enforce our will at the ballot box and to make our feelings known.
Right.
And I think it's time for everybody, regardless of where they sit and what their ideas are, to come forward and to start, to make their feelings known. It's time we need to do that, because it's obvious that the people who are guiding us, the state of this country, need advice from their constituents and from the people that they're supposed to govern. Elaine, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600, 921, 21 minutes after 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, you know what? On Monday, we've got Mark Warner, the former governor of Virginia, is going to be on the program. That's on Monday at 7:45 in the morning. So we'll ask him about this whole Libra.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Mary's is usually between 70 to 75. You know, hers varies, and I'm really going to have to sit down and check her number out. But I know mine is between 75 and 80, and sometimes I'll have it on 80, and sometimes I'll dial it down to 75. It just depends on how I feel. The key to this whole thing is the comfort of air. Thanks to Sleep Number Bed's revolutionary dual air chamber technology, air contours and supports your body and your back better than those unforgiving inner spring mattresses, which cause lumpiness and, you know, drive you crazy. And the Sleep Number folks, the Select Comfort folks with the Sleep Number Bed have a great deal. You get a 30-night in-home trial and a 20-year limited warranty, which you just can't beat. And you know something else? If you stop by any Select Comfort store for a limited time, you get a free pillow when you find your Sleep Number. But hurry, this offer is valid until supplies last. You can also pick up your free brochure on back-to-school sleep tips for the family. And you know something else? Don't forget that school is starting soon, so there's no better time than now for your family to get more of a deep, restful sleep that they need to perform their best. Select Comfort, check this out, is having an end-of-summer sale to help you get the deep sleep your family needs. Visit a Select Comfort store today. Take advantage of no payments and no interest for 12 months on all models and all sizes. You've got to take advantage of this. Visit the Select Comfort store near you today for complete details. And by the way, there are Select Comfort stores located in 9 major malls here in our area, including Southwest Plaza, Flatirons Crossing, Foothills Mall, Colorado Mall, Mills, and Belmar Mall.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
It's Club Bentley's grand opening. Wednesday is ladies' night. Wine, well, and dress just $1 all night long. Come out Thursdays for college night. Buy one, get one free with your broker bucks. Get a babysitter and have a date night with your wife on Friday nights at Bentley's. Enjoy the CU Jazz Band from 7 to 10 and enjoy $2 martinis from 7 to 9. Get the guys together for a Saturday night at Bentley's. It's a barbecue and keg party. $5 entry while supplies last. DJ Andy will be on hand Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to close, playing your favorites including 80s, 90s, rock, and hip-hop. So come on out to Club Bentley's for great drink specials and entertainment and great rates for overnight stays. Bentley's, located at 555 30th Street in Boulder at the Boulder Broker Inn off 36th and Baseline.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Morning, 9:26, 26 minutes after 9. High today, 95. Mostly sunny skies. It's Friday. Let's celebrate. The weekend is here, and it's open phones at 303-713-7600. And as I said, Monday morning, 7:45, former Virginia Governor Mark Warner and presidential candidate Mark Warner will be on the phone with us, and we'll ask him a ton of questions. Let's go to Craig in Denver. Craig, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Yes.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. I just was saying I flipped open the Denver Post, and there's a little blurb about James Dobson, Focus on the Family, talking about Mel Gibson and his outburst, and basically saying it was insensitive and unfortunate, but just to let the matter lie. And I was just wondering what would have happened if someone like Michael Moore had said the same thing, you know, had that same similar outburst, if James Dobson would be just saying, let it lie, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I saw that this morning, and haven't gotten to it, and I'm still going to do this. I'm going to take it up more on Monday if I have time. But I think with James Dobson, you know what? I would suspect that he and his followers, if you sat them down and got them in a candid conversation, where they would tell you what they really think. Some of them would just tell you anyway, but I mean, if you got Dobson down and you had a candid conversation with him and he would open up to you, he doesn't respect Judaism. He doesn't respect Islam. He doesn't respect any view but his own. And to say let it lie, how about if I got on the air and I made a blatantly anti-Christian remark and a distasteful remark about Jesus? Would he then, and then I turned around and said, I'm sorry, some of my best friends are Christian, and I ask those in the Christian community to forgive me. Do you think that James Dobson and Focus on the Family would let that go? No. You know what they do? They'd be on my employer to fire me.
Yeah, they try to get your show off the air. You know, however, I do agree with James Dobson in that, yeah, it's kind of an insignificant thing related in comparison to the big events of the day. You know, I'd file that under runaway bride and all that other crap. You know, so what if Mel Gibson was drunk and had an outburst? Big deal. That's not really news to me. You know, there's much bigger fish to fry than this endless talking about Mel Gibson. So I do agree with James Dobson
but it was
insensitive, and yeah, let it lie.
But it is important. Because
yeah.
It's important for here's the reason it's important. It's important because, number one, Mel Gibson is a public figure. He's a guy who commands a lot of attention. He, whether you like him or you don't like him, or you understand him or you don't understand him, he's got fans. And anti-Semitism, which is what he engaged in and what he did, is serious. I mean, it's serious business here. Because you're talking about people's religion. You're talking about my religion. You're talking about the way people feel. And it isn't right if you do it to Christians. It's not right if you do it to Jews. It isn't right if you do it to Muslims. It's not right if you do it. And it is incumbent upon good people and moral people to stand up and denounce publicly that kind of behavior and to make excuses for that kind of behavior by saying, well, he was drunk. It's insignificant. No, it's not insignificant. And you know what? I don't care whether he was drunk or he wasn't drunk. It's wrong. And that's why, you know, that's why you teach kids, and that's why we have discussions, and that's why we get into things in this society about these kinds of activities by people, because it's not okay. It's wrong.
It's also a reflection of the media, too.
But if good people do not stand up and denounce the actions of bad people and denounce things that are immoral, then those things are just allowed to slide, and pretty soon, the next thing you know, you're overwhelmed by it. I mean, you got to come forward and you got to say something. I'm not saying that that Mel Gibson should be jailed for what he said. He has every right to say whatever he believes. That's okay. But we also have a right. I have a right, and others have a right. You have a right. We have a right to stand up and go, wait a minute, man. We don't think that's right. We don't think that's correct. And how would you like it if we did it to you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so to me, when you see these things by public figures, let me give you an example. I have sat among strangers. When I say strangers, I'm talking about people that are not close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a conversation. And somebody says, well, I tried to Jew the guy down. Do I, one, say, what did you just say? And say something about it, or do I remain quiet? Well, you know what? I say something. Because if the person will do it to me, and if they'll do it about Jews, you know what? They'll do it about Muslims. They'll do it about other Christians who they disagree with. They'll do it about anybody else they disagree with. And I'm not going to permit that behavior to stand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with what you're saying there. But at the same time, I'm like, this is an old story to me. This is like over a week old, and they're still printing stuff like what James Dobson has to say about it. And it's like, in the big picture, it's kind of a, you wonder why they're even wasting space in the paper on something that's over a week old.
Because there are a lot of people who follow this guy's misguided vision of Christianity and this guy's misguided vision of what the United States should be. It's important to see this man for what he is. And I'm not saying he's an anti-Semite, but I'm saying that I suspect that if you were to sit him down and you were to get on a one-on-one with him and he were to be real, he would tell you that he doesn't respect Jews and he doesn't respect Muslims and he doesn't respect other Christians, that he sees his way as being the only way because he's a fanatic. And he doesn't have any respect for the First Amendment of the Constitution. I really believe that. And so, you know what? That makes this worth talking about. Craig, I got to go, man.
All right, thanks.
All right. So 9:33, 33 minutes after 9. Boy, now I'm late again, Aaron O'Neill.
Yes, you are, but with good reason.
But the question is, was anybody late to work this morning?
Oh, I don't think so. These Fridays are so light on the highways. We actually saw an early recovery on the drive with one late crash that happened westbound 6th Avenue approaching Sheridan. It was a big multi-car. That's out of the way. It looks like even those backups, if you're heading into Lakewood, have disappeared up to this point. We're still kind of crowded across downtown for southbound I-25 from 38 to Spear, but overall a good-looking drive from the rest of the highways. Looking at your weather for today, sunny and hot, up to 95 for a high with some late afternoon thundershowers expected through. We've warmed up to 81 already. I'm Aaron O'Neill,
and
760 Progressive Talk.
I got a question.
You go ahead.
Why is Friday light? Does that mean that people are staying home from work, that they get a day off and we don't?
I think so. There's a lot of people that do this 4-day-a-week thing.
Well, how
4-day, 10 hours?
Can you get us a 4-day-a-week deal?
I would love to.
Can I count on that?
I think you have a little more pull in that department, do you think?
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto, and you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto, so it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
37, 37 minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. High of 95, mostly sunny skies. Why am I talking so fast? This is the music, I guess. Paul Simon. We like Paul. Don't we? I don't like everything he's ever done, but I like him pretty much. You just kind of like this beginning, don't you, Turk?
Well, there's just a bed. It doesn't have any lyrics. It's just a Paul Simon bed.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones, and we'll go to Tony in Thornton, who's been hanging on. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. I just had two things. I wanted to talk a little bit about Ned Lamont and Joe Lieberman and announced Colorado Citizens for Peace, peace vigils throughout the state. They don't have anything to do with each other. But with, I think one of the things that I'm hearing is that you and people and myself, we agree on one thing. There's a thing called party discipline and abiding by the bylaws of the party and supporting those people who are running for office within the party. And, Joe Lieberman definitely crossed party lines several times, but most especially with the war in Iraq. And I think that's definitely what made him lose the election, the Democratic primary. And I think he should respect the results that came out of Connecticut and not run as an independent.
Well, I think you like people to vote with the party they're in, especially if you're a member of that party.
Yeah.
They often don't, and every once in a while, I think that's okay. But I think that when things mount up, and if you read some of the comments of people who live in Connecticut, I mean, they cite the war, they cite Alito, they cite his votes, like the bankruptcy bill, they cite his coziness with the Bush administration. These things all build up, and they want to change.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree. I think there are some hot-button issues that he tried to be bipartisan. The other thing, too, that I'm not hearing addressed is term limitations. I think Joe Lieberman got mired in the old senatorial culture And if you've ever been to Washington, D.C., the Beltway is a world unto itself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not the United States of America. It's wealth, it's power. It is a very beautiful city, but when you get into, and I know this because I have run for office, and I've worked as in Albany, New York, as a page, and been in youth and government since eighth grade. But when you get into that culture, you get into a mindset of prestige and privilege. And Joe Lieberman, from what I could see on television, what I read in the newspaper, and some other commentaries on him, just his action, is that he got mired in that culture. That's what this is really about. And personally, I believe that there needs to be term limitations on people who are in the Senate and House of Representatives so that they don't get mired. Now, I don't know how many terms that would be, what that would look like.
Well, there is term limitation. It's called a ballot box.
Definitely.
I mean, the better way to fix that would be public financing of campaigns so that incumbents could not rack up huge amounts of war chests out of special interest contributors such as Lieberman did, and getting money from financial interests and also from the pharmaceutical companies.
I totally agree with that. There is also the corporate money and PAC influence on these elections. And I went from a Dem to becoming a Green back in 98 and have not regretted that since. And I just noticed, as I do tabling events, as I do voter registration drives and network out with the peace vigils, that more and more people are coming up to me and are asking me questions. They're curious about the Green Party. I've scheduled more tabling events because of that response. People are beginning to look seriously at third parties. And I noticed on the state's Secretary of State website that there are seems to be more people running on third parties, unaffiliated, Green Party, Libertarian. I think there are 6 Green candidates for federal and state office and 11 Libertarian candidates or 12 Libertarian candidates for federal and state office just in Colorado. And there seems to be an increase with the number running on federal and state levels. I think there are 322 candidates for federal and state offices in the United States just for Greens. And I have never seen that number before in my years in being involved in politics. So there seems to be a growth of the dissatisfaction between the two major parties, what I would term corporate parties, because they receive such large amounts of PAC.
Yeah, but I think the Ned Lamont example is an example that the Netroots are taking over, and that the Netroots eventually, and that everyday people eventually through small donations will push corporate money to a large extent out of the picture, particularly in the Democratic Party. And the Greens, to me, like most third parties, are just spoilers. And I love the story about the Green Party in Ohio. Did you read that story about how they got on the ballot and they got money from Republicans, that Santorum's friends financed their way onto the ballot to try to hurt Bob Casey? And they took the money and said they didn't regret taking it. To me, that's disingenuous and wrong.
I have not read that. I don't know anything about that.
Well, you should check that story out, because it's true.
I will, definitely. I will definitely.
And the donors came from out of state, by the way. They came from California and some other places, because Santorum is locked in a very difficult campaign, where now he's like 6, 7, 8 points behind. But at one time, he was double digits behind. He's got a bigger war chest than Casey's got. To me, he's one of the most right wing, reactionary, bigoted, homophobic senators out there. And so the Green Party comes along. So you know what the Green Party is going to do in that situation? What the Green Party is going to do in that situation is they're going to shave votes off of Bob Casey and make it easier for Santorum to win. And Santorum and his friends are no fools. That's why they are bankrolling the Green Party there.
I can't respond to that because I don't know anything about that. But may I announce the peace vigils?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay. There's the Colorado Citizens for Peace at 52nd and Wadsworth at 12 to 1 on Saturday. There's the Westminster Peace Vigil on 92nd and Sheridan from 11 to 12 Saturday. Cherry Creek Peace Vigil, first in university, 1 to 2 p.m. Saturday, and Women in Black, Colorado Mills, every Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m.
All right, man, you got it. Call anytime.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, have a good weekend.
Too.
All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up on open phones, 945, 15 away from 10. Thanks for being here this morning.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Drive on the highways in pretty good shape, but still seeing that slowing southbound I-25 between 38th and Spear. Lakewood Drive could be a little slow there, westbound approaching Sheridan. A multi-car accident being cleared at that location. But the rest of the highway seem to be doing pretty good, starting to pick up speed on 225, approaching that I-25 interchange. No worries on I-70 on either side of town. Turnpike's in good shape and no worries in and around Boulder right now. Forecast mostly sunny, slight chance of a storm later this afternoon, a high of 95, clear tonight, low 62. Partly sunny, isolated storm chance tomorrow with a high of 90, then cooler weather on the way in. Better chance of rain on Sunday, high 85, 70s for Monday. Right now it's 82 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. The Grand Prix of Denver presents Life in the Fast Lane, sponsored by Bridgestone, a city-transforming experience with...
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
Bruce.com now.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Oh, there you go. Some Grand Parsons. Good for you. I love this song, too. That's Graham and Emmylou. 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 95, mostly sunny. And it's Friday, and we got two open lines here at 303-713-7600. It has been a smoking week. It's been a long week, but it's been a smoking week. And thank you, because you've made the week great. No question about it. The more participation in the show, the better off. And we've even had some conservative callers call in. Some of them have been irrational. Some of them have been... the one guy we have from Highlands Ranch this morning, he and I disagreed about diplomacy, but he was a good caller. Steve from Highlands Ranch. Welcome him back here anytime. Let's go to Ken in Lakewood. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thanks, Jay. The Salazar support of Lieberman really makes me feel like it's a replay of the Zell Miller event at the Republican convention. And I think Salazar ought to consider how people feel about some of the things he does. You know, here's our Democratic senator who's, you know, taking plays out of the Republican playbook. And why do it so soon in the first quarter? You know, even before the votes are completely counted, he's out in the newspaper. So it just seems to me he ought to reconsider, you know, who he's working for and who got him there. And that if he's planning some night horse switcheroo of the parties, that he ought to have the at least decency to resign or go back to the Republican primary and you know, get elected that way if that's what he really wants to be.
I don't think I don't think that's the case with him. I think the case with him is that he does what he thinks is right, even though you and I would disagree with some of what he has done, and he's doing here what he thinks is right. But I think that he needs to realize that there's more going on here than just
his personal stuff.
You know that he because of his friendship with Lieberman. I mean, he's got to respect the process because he would ask the same in return, and that's what I can't figure out about him. It's like, look, it's like I said earlier. Look, would you have liked it if Mike Miles had turned around and done the same thing to you? No, you wouldn't have liked it. I mean, you would have thought it was wrong. You would have cried foul. And the deal is. Why don't you respect the voters inside your own party?
Yeah, well, I hope he's not being coached by the wrong folks. That's what I'm worried about. Planning some event here, and he just keep to see how far he can push it before he actually announces. You know, and I was really disappointed in the Night Horse Campbell switcheroo. And if he tries it, then there might be time for a big protest.
Well, I wasn't here when Night Horse Campbell pulled that. Were there signs that he was going to do this?
No, he just up and did it. I mean, obviously, he wanted to join the majority in Congress because he thought he could be more effective that way. So, I mean, I could see his reasoning. But, you know, then get those people to elect you. You know, don't expect the Democrats to work hard for you in the state and then just pull out on them. I thought that was just righteous.
The only thing I know about him is he lied to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, once you get to that point, then are you really representing constituency, or are you just playing power politics?
I mean, he told me he would do something. He said it on the air. He said it publicly he would do it, and then he turned around and didn't do it and then made excuses for not doing it and then got defensive and the whole thing. That's all I know about him. But I wasn't here when he switched, so I don't know about the rest of that story.
I'm not sure he's a real dishonest guy, but he certainly pulled a few stunts. And I just hope that... Salazar has the decency to not do things like that, and but this you know, speaks in that direction, and kind of in the spirit of where there's smoke, there's fire. You wonder why all this Republican playbook is being played out. It just seems like we ought to have straight up Democratic representation from the one Democratic senator we've got in this state. You know.
Well, you know, once again, I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you, we've invited him on here numerous times. We invited him over this. He won't come on this radio station. I mean, he'll appear on Ed Schultz's show. He'll go on KOA. I believe he's been on KHOW, but he won't come on this radio station. He won't face us, and he won't deal with us.
I'll tell you, every time you put his number out there, it's jammed up for hours. So I'm sure they're going to hear from you one way or the other.
Well, I think everybody ought to call him. Or email him, and I called him and emailed him, and I think everybody ought to do it and say, hey, look, we understand your friendship with Joe Lieberman. We're not attacking that. All we're saying is respect the process and respect your party. If not, be honest with us and tell us that you either, A, intend to be an independent, or, B, maybe you're going to switch parties. But I don't think that's the case. I just think that he's doing what his conscience and his heart tells him he should do. But... he's not being, but there are things that are bigger than that, and he's not doing, I mean, he's not respecting the process. And I think that, you know, the best thing to do is that we should just call him and tell him how we feel. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Sure. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Let's go to Aaron in Thornton. Aaron, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, I have a question. I just don't understand how Lieberman can be a Democrat and in the primary and then start running as an independent. I don't understand how that'd be like lying?
Well, it's lying, but there's a loophole. There's a hole in the Connecticut election laws that allows you to do that. And that's how he's able to do it. Is it lying? Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, he ran around the state claiming that he was this great Democrat, and then all of a sudden now he's running as an independent? Yeah, I would say that he basically was being disingenuous.
Well, to me, if you're going to call a liar, I mean, what defines a liar? I mean, to me, a liar is somebody tells you one thing and then does the opposite or does something completely different. To me, that's so good. That's what a liar does. And the way I look at it is that he lied to the people of Connecticut, and he's lying all over the nation, and I don't understand how that can be legal. I just don't understand. Is that, and you're telling me there's a loophole in Connecticut that allows that to happen? And all the people that trust you, and you can lie to them?
No, I'm saying there's a loophole that allows you to do what he did. In most states, they have a sore loser law, so that if you lose the primary, you're out, and that's the end of it. But in Connecticut, they don't have that. And as a matter of fact, they redrew the law for him when he ran with Gore so that he could simultaneously run for the Senate at the same time the legislature did there. And there's no question. And I don't understand why it is that, you know, I don't understand. You know, there's two things going on in the mainstream media in this story. Number one, nobody asks him that question. Number two, they're always putting on his replies and his attacks against Lamont. Yet they quote Lamont and show a picture of Lamont, but they never put Lamont's responses on. That's another thing that people ought to be wary of, and that when they see this going on NBC, ABC, or CBS, or they see it going on CNN or MSNBC, take time out to send them an email and say, hey, why don't you, if you're going to put Lieberman on there, why don't you put Lamont's response instead of just quoting Lamont? But all the apparatus that sits on the right is starting to try to work against Lamont and to try to boost up Joe Lieberman's position, and that's because Joe Lieberman represents inside the Beltway and the status quo. Aaron, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
That's it
for the show. Thank you so much for a great week, and Al Franken is coming up next. Have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday morning. Thank you.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
About how the guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.